have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races was true. Instead of dividing them with lies, we're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. How y'all? Welcome to the show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Is it Memorial Day coming up sometime soon? And what is Memorial Day for?
Memorial Day is for remembering the fallen soldiers.
I thought we just did that.
No, you may be thinking about Veterans Day, which is soldiers who are still living.
Oh.
Yeah.
So we just remembered the ones who were living recently?
I don't know when Veterans Day was.
It was earlier this month, I thought, or the end of last month.
Let's see. Veterans Day, Armistice Day, November 11th. Observed annually.
Oh, that's when we did it?
Yeah.
Oh, that was Mother's Day I'm thinking of.
Yeah. Love is a battlefield.
and so Monday is Memorial Day. That's when we remember the dead soldier.
Correct.
Oh. I wore my shirt too early then.
It's okay. Every day is a day to be a patriot.
Oh, it is?
Yep.
And the first day of summer is June.
Yeah, June 21st or so.
Just in time for White History Month, July. Amazing. Anyway, you can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. Brand new biblical question this week. Well, kind of getting old now. It's Thursday. But a new biblical question for this week. Are you a self-worshipper? Are you a self-worshipper? Isn't that an amazing question? Are you a self-worshipper? Amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And also, you can not only podcast the show, you can listen live by watching it, but if you're like moving about and you can't sit and watch the show, you can listen live on your iPhone or iPad. Whether you're fighting in CBS, whether you are stealing from CBS. I was in a CBS store last weekend. And so I asked the clerk, are they still stealing your stuff? And he was like, yeah, all the time they come in here. He's like, it's so bad, you can tell the ones that are coming and stealing now. They come in, you can just know it. And there's one guy that comes every day and park his car out. He come in and steal some stuff, the amount that they're allowed to do, and then he go back and put that in his car and come back and steal some more. I'm like, what the? How do you feel about it? I ask. And he said, well, I used to get angry about it, but I've learned not to care now. So now that I don't care because we can't do anything anyway, it's okay. Isn't that amazing that that is openly allowed, encouraged by the government to tell lawless human beings that they can go into someone else's business and just steal? And they do it. the lawless human beings do it. That's like, that's crazy. That's insane. But that's what's happening in America today. It is mind-blowing. Anyway, but if you're busy doing all those things, stealing, fighting on the airplane and everywhere, the airplane door falling off, you got to make emergency landing. You could be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad while all this is happening. You won't miss anything if you listen to the show by calling the listen line on your iPhone or iPad at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. Isn't that amazing? And again, you can podcast the show. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. JLP talk. A bond cash app. JLP cash app. Bond JLP cash app. So, to the new people who might not be aware of what's happening today, and then to the older people, a reminder. Every Thursday, we take all calls. It doesn't matter what. We take all calls. But Thursdays, because I get a lot of Bible thumper calls, and they want to thump the Bible with me, and sometimes I don't have time to do a whole lot of thumping because they go back to back. They never, like, let you have a, like, a complete situation. I mean, conversation about it. They just, in their own mind, they're thinking in their scripture. And so we decided, well, I understand it. We love the Bible thumper, too. Every Thursday, though we take all calls, every Thursday it is Bible Thumper Thursday. Oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus.
All right, brother. Are you ready? He's drunk as a badger.
A bad boy?
Oh, go ahead. You. Let that Holy Ghost language come up out of you. Go ahead.
Hey, you white. What is a badger? You don't know?
It's kind of
this,
like,
is Hank over here. He don't know.
It's an animal. You don't know what a badger is? It's kind of like a
like a beaver.
It's like a
what?
Like a beaver.
It's kind of like a beaver.
But it's not a beaver.
Right.
It's like a beaver. So what is a badger?
Yeah, I was gonna say something like gopher or raccoon or something.
They go for
crazy. They're crazier than gophers and
a badger?
Yeah, badgers badger you. You ever heard of being badgered?
By people.
Yeah. Because it came from this animal, I think.
Oh.
They're related to weasels, wolverines, minks, polecats, ferrets.
Oh.
Yeah.
A badger. Look like I've seen one on TV or something. I don't know if I ever saw one in Alabama growing up. I don't think I ever.
Yeah, I don't know what.
Have you ever seen one?
Not in real life.
Over by your house?
They're awesome and vicious. No, not by my house.
Oh. They're awful.
Awesome.
Awesome and vicious?
Yeah. So they're more in the western part of the United States. They're not in Alabama, it looks like.
Oh, thank God.
They're in Mexico.
Oh.
Everywhere except for the beautiful South. They are in Texas, too.
Really? I kind of do look like I remember that I've seen one of them on TV.
It's supposed to be drunk as a skunk and mad as a badger. Looks like the pastor combined them, says Nick, the anchor baby.
Anchor baby says, supposed to be drunk as a skunk And it's mad as a badger.
There's a badger.
Look like the pasta combined now. Oh, that's a badger.
Those things are crazy, I heard.
I kind of remember seeing them before, like on TV or in a book. Yes, I read a book. It kind of does look like a skunk or opossum.
Oh, but they're tough.
Who?
Badgers.
What's their purpose?
To badger you. They're like...
All they do is bother people?
No, they kill animals and eat them, I think. I could be wrong. That may be misinformation.
Yours is ugly. It doesn't look ugly.
They shelter underground. Me. They burrow under the ground.
Oh.
Some of them are solitary. Others make clans called seats.
Solitaire. It's like a rat.
They can run or gallop 16 to 19 miles an hour for a bit.
Really?
Honey badgers can climb well.
Amazing. So that man will end up holding the spirit like a badger?
Coyotes sometimes eat them. And then sometimes they eat coyotes.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So that man was like a badger. American badgers can be found from the West Coast to Texas, Oklahoma, Missouri, Illinois, Ohio, Michigan, and Indiana. PBS. That's from Sean.
They eat earthworms, insects, grubs, and bird eggs.
Oh. Draw like a badger. That's what Hassan's saying. Okay. So for that, so much for that. Let me do this. It's Bible Thought for Thursday. And you hear all over, everywhere you go, people calling on the Lord name, the name of Jesus, they say. And they say, I'm a Christian. Lord, have mercy, they say. And I've said to the folks that just because you call on the name of the Lord doesn't mean you know the Lord. You've just been taught to call the name, but you don't really know him. And most of the time, 97, 98% of the time, when you're calling on the name of the Lord, you're calling on Satan and calling him Lord. Isn't that amazing? And I got proof. I got the proof. Jesus said out of Matthew 7:21, Jesus said, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. That everyone that call on the name of the Lord shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. And that's another time Jesus telling you he got a Father in heaven. That's a good point, too, while I'm on this. And the reason I make that point, because a lot of Christians believe that Jesus is God, and nowhere does Jesus say he is God, but everywhere he says his Father, my Father. And he just said right here again, Jesus said in Matthew 7:21, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. My Father, he didn't say he who does the will of me, or he who does my will in heaven. He said, my Father, dummies, he got a daddy. He got a father. And if he didn't have a father, he would just say he the father. I'm black and slow, and even I understand that. His Father's will in heaven, not his will. You've been lied to. You need to be unlearned. Some dumb preacher told you or your mama that Jesus is God. Nowhere does it say it, But everywhere it says that his father sent him. My father's will. It's not me that's doing the work, but my father's doing the work. My father and I are one. Daddy and son, right? But you can believe what you want to believe and stand in your hell and call it heaven. It's up to you. It is totally up to you. You don't have a free will. I'm almost asked every day now. I'm asked almost every day now, why you say we don't have a free will? Because you don't. And they will, if I don't have a free will, that means that I'm like a slave. Yes, you are. You're either slave to the lie, which is evil, or you're slave to the truth. It's okay to be a slave. And don't believe what the blacks have told you about slavery. Slavery is not bad. If it weren't for slavery, you would not be in America. You'd be trying to come across the border through Mexico, riding on the train through Africa, trying to get to Mexico so you could get to the United States. Amazing. 888-775-5773. So as soon as you realize you don't have a free will, Jesus has a father. He is not God. He has a father. And just because you call Lord, Lord, doesn't mean that you're going to know him. You're going to be free. As soon as you realize all these things, you will be free. And I understand most people don't want to be free. Even though they say they do, they really don't want it. So just live in your hell and suffer. Just live in your hell and suffer. I have this 888, and I'm taking all calls, 888-77-5773. 888-77-JESSE. You can be free or you can be enslaved. You're already enslaved. I have a quick question for my experts. So I need, Hake is already here. I need Joel Fry, the TV, he black, and the anchor baby for this quick expert question. And they were coming in as I'm speaking because they didn't know in advance that I was going to. But this is so interesting to me. This is Mama Mia. Amazing. Interesting to me. All right. So I have this soundbite, and then I'm going to get to all of your calls. I have this soundbite that I need, because these guys don't know what I'm thinking about at all. I've not discussed them with my experts about this at all. Zero, Mama Mia. Hola, si, senor. Gracias. I want to play this soundbite, and then I want my experts to respond to this. On my far right, it's the American anchor baby. Nick, will you switch seat with Hassan for a minute? Because I want your expertise in this, especially for our network. Just for a minute. Hello. Don't cry, Hassan.
Don't Good morning.
Cry for me, Argentina. That's Nick, the anchor baby. Of the Anchor Baby Show, Monday through Thursday at 12 noon Pacific time, and on Fridays at 4 p.m.
Thank you.
He's an expert here. And then Joel Friday TV, he black, better known as Arkansas, at Swevenport, not Sweetport. And an expert here as well, Joel Friday's every Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, and an expert. And to my far left and your far right, James. the Hake Report, an expert here, and the host of the HakeReport.com, Monday through Friday at...
What? What are you laughing at?
Monday through Friday at... at 9-11. I mean 9-11. From 9 to 11. I was laughing because I was asking a friend of mine. Yesterday I was asking a friend of mine, do you ever pay attention to being present? And he kind of laughed. He said, no. He said, no. But he said that, and then later, when I'm not paying attention too much, he said, but I'm grateful, Jesse. I'm like, what are you grateful about? What are you grateful for? Well, I'm grateful that I have my workouts. I have my wife. I'm grateful for you, Jesse Peterson. And I'm grateful for the Hake Report. Not the fake report, but the Hake Report. It was so funny, I was cracking up. Out of nowhere, I'm
grateful. It's not supposed to be that funny.
I'm grateful for the Hake Report. Not the fake report. Anyway, it was so funny.
Why is it so funny that he's grateful for the Hake Report?
Because... It was just out of nowhere. And who would think that someone walking around thinking that they were grateful for the Hake Report? Not the fake report, but the Hake Report. It was just out of nowhere.
Nice. I'm grateful for the Hake Report, Hake.
Thank you.
And he was like, la, la, la. But anyway, I need you guys, because of time going by so fast here, I want you to... respond to this soundbite. This is from Wikipedia. Caitlin Clark is an American professional basketball player. She played college basketball for Iowa and is regarded as one of the greatest collegiate players of all time. Y'all know about her?
Oh, yeah.
Y'all know about her?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, a little bit.
Who said a little bit? Nick. There ain't coming. Okay. And I want you to hear what some of the females on The View had to say about Caitlin Clark, and I want your feedback on it.
All right.
This is from the Daily Mail. The View co-host Sidney Houston? Austin insists that Caitlin Clark's popularity can be credited to her race and appearance. Watch this from The View.
You know, I've been a basketball fan since I can remember. I played basketball with my dad in Harlem when I was 5 years old. Uh-huh. So I remember loving the game, and the game not necessarily loving women back. Right?
At all.
And so if Caitlin Clark is the vehicle that will bring this sport that I have loved so much and so long to little five-year-old girls playing in Harlem, I say yes, bravo.
Yes.
I do think that there is a thing called pretty privilege. There is a thing called white privilege. There is a thing called tall privilege. And we have to acknowledge that. And so... the part of it is about race, because if you think about the Brittany Griners of the world, you know, why did she have to go to play in Russia?
Because they wouldn't pay her.
Because they wouldn't pay her.
Not because she was black, but because they didn't believe in the WNBA.
This is part of my point.
Yeah.
So now, you know, Caitlin Clark is bringing this money, these sponsorships, we hope, into the league, and other players will benefit from it. But I do think that she is more relatable to more people because she's white, because she's attractive. And unfortunately...
Because she's good.
Sean said, tall privilege in basketball. Ha, ha, ha. What a dumb, explicit. I can't even say it. Sean!
You going crazy?
What now?
Tall privilege in basketball. Ha ha, what a dumb bleep.
Let me start with you first, Anchor Babe. What do you say to that? What she had to say about the basketball player?
Sounds made up. It sounds like she's lying about being this big fan or whatever, but I guess I don't really know. It's all drama. It's all just drama. I don't know the stats. I don't know Caitlin Clark like that. I just know that she's been getting real popular. But what's the gripe here? What are you even mad about? Like, she's popular. Okay. She's bringing attention to the women's thing, women's basketball. What's the gripe here? That show is just like the government. We need to find something that's wrong because it'll keep giving us business. You know what I mean? We need to just create problems.
Amazing.
Oh, yeah. And they hate white people big time.
And anything else about it so far?
No, I don't.
What do you say about that?
I think it's just haters.
What she had to say.
They're just haters. They're just people who hate and find a reason to hate. Caitlin Clark was the number one scorer of the NCAA finals on
how
both the men's.
How come everybody named Caitlin? Caitlin Jenner. Caitler.
It's like a nice, pretty white name.
Oh, you're racist. You said white name. But go ahead.
But Caitlin Clark was the number one leading scorer in the NCAA championship tournament in the boys' league and the girls' league ever. She's just good.
She can't beat boys, though.
Right, but according to the numbers in her league.
Oh.
And compared to the boys in the boys' league.
Oh, they just made up those numbers.
No, those are real numbers.
Oh, you're right.
No, she's just that good.
But she still can't beat boys, though, right?
Right.
She just,
but I'm just saying, like.
And playing with
she
girls.
Did beat
and playing
with
girls. And, like, and girls playing with girls, she has
fine.
The best numbers.
Oh,
but
I got it.
Even with boys playing with boys, her numbers are still higher. But if she goes girls against boys, of course the boys are going to win.
Nice.
But the point is that she's good. And they brought up Brittany Griner. Oh, Brittany Griner is only known because she got kidnapped.
That's
or,
a
not
girl
kidnapped,
that was
locked up.
She didn't get kidnapped. She went to Russia loaded up with drugs.
That's what I meant.
That black girl that they said
hijacked.
They allegedly was selling a had pot, trying to get over there to Russia with
right.
Putin.
And they were like held her in jail or whatever. That's allegedly. The only reason why, allegedly, that's the only reason why people like her, not because of her skill.
Right.
So they're just haters. They're just making stuff up because they have a thing against white people and people who actually excel in life.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And you say about her comment, that woman, Sunny Hostin's comments, and Whoopi Goldberg?
I bet you Sunny is kind of pandering to Whoopi because Sunny Hostin is kind of pretty still.
She
has hair. She's light skinned.
And it's not nappy hair.
Yeah, and Whoopi Goldberg is like bald, butch almost looking now on the sides. She has shaved. She shaved it bald on the sides and looks.
So you
awful.
Think that's why?
And so Sonny's like, "Oh, there's pretty privilege. There's tall privilege. I don't know how tall she is. There's white privilege." And it is funny because she only she's loved basketball, but she says, "Oh, I played it with my dad since I was when I was five." And then she didn't say anything else that she did with basketball after since then. but they hate. The nature of reality. The nature of reality is if you're really good, if you look decent, then you're going to be, and you act decent, you're going to be pretty popular. But Brittany Griner is not, she doesn't look that good. And she's like tall and mannish and just messy lesbian. And she's just a good.
She's not even known for her skills.
She's like, not actually a star. They say WNBA
right.
star. Anyway, I think we're going to break.
How you know?
Because I can hear the music. I have very good ears.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When I come back, we're going to finish up on this story with the experts. All right? A quick break. Back in a moment.
I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare,
it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663. Okay, welcome back. 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. And we're commenting with my experts here on this this woman by the name of Caitlin Clark, a white female who apparently is pretty good with female basketball. And she's out there making a name for herself. And apparently the females, at least some of those females on The View, don't like it. Sonny Hostin and Whoopi Goldberg did about this woman. They're like, what the? And so I have my experts here. Nick, did you have anything else you wanted to say about that?
You guys hit it right there. I mean, I don't know much about the people here, but it's just quite obvious that they are trying to pick problems so they can talk about it. It's all drama. They hate white people.
They hate white people?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's a business, too, hating white people.
A big deal. As Barack Obama said to Joe Biden, that's a big effing deal.
When they signed Obamacare, huh?
Yeah.
Terrible.
Joe Biden said that to Obama. Anything else you want to say about it?
Yeah, I was going to play on my show a clip of Caitlin Clark. Her team was coming out of the tunnel, and, you know, they're, like, clapping and cheering. And she's, like, not trying to play. Like, you know, they're, like, and they're dancing in a circle. And their team has lost 3 games in a row. Like, they're losing, and the team is dancing. But Caitlin Clark is, like, I'm not trying to dance. Like, we suck right now.
What are we dancing for?
Yeah, what are we dancing for? And it's all the colored girls, like, you know, doing the Dougie and stuff like that. I know, I'm not saying I'm for, you know, the WNBA becoming what it is, but I just respect people who put the work in, regardless. Right. So I respect
What'd you say?
You said what?
You say what now?
I respect people that put the work in.
And did you say who godless?
Regardless.
Oh, I thought you said irregardless.
No.
That's the other host.
Right. Yeah, that's the other host.
So.
I'm just going to add that in there.
I think
it was some letters.
Host. I said that. But go ahead.
Yeah, I think that.
I just adding in some letters.
But you made it. Made
oh,
it
I thought that. I thought the anchor baby was saying. Like for yeah. Like short for stupid.
No. I was adding ST.
Right. Yeah.
I'm
a little slow. I just assumed the worst.
Yeah, he said host. That's what he said. It was unnecessary.
Right.
I assumed the worst of Jesse and Nick.
Yeah. But go ahead, Joe.
Well, now I forgot about where it was at.
About how they're losing and want to tap dance. Oh, yeah. And she didn't want to play.
And but these ladies are just, I think anybody, it should just be an indicator as like they're, of course they're going to hate what's, as a matter of fact, this should be an indicator for people to know that, okay, maybe Caitlin Clark is doing something right if these people are hating on her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, they're just haters.
And you say?
Women's basketball is not popular. And so it
and
doesn't
they try
make money.
Hard to make it popular.
They're like, oh, nobody believed in Brittany Griner, therefore they didn't pay her enough, so she had to travel to Russia to play basketball to make more money. But because the WNBA is subsidized to the tune of like what, $10 million or $10 billion from the NBA, the men's right. basketball?
Really?
The men's basketball makes so much more money because they're so much more athletic and capable.
And they give it to the women?
And they're just affirmative actioning the women, and the women are still miserable, still unhappy. And now that Caitlin Clark is bringing, like, I'm a WNBA fan now because of Caitlin Clark, because she's an actual star. Well, I shouldn't have said that.
Let's go.
But your point is...
And now she's actually going to make the WNBA money because people are actually going to watch it, and they're now still mad. They're never happy.
To what James is saying is that the tickets for a WNBA game for her team were $17 to get in. So you can... It costs more to go to the movies. But because of Caitlin Clark, the tickets first game were $150. The cheapest tickets were $150.
Really?
So people are going to watch her because she's just really good.
I can't.
She's not that good, though. She made a lot of turnovers.
Well, I mean, like, but
and the
like,
media doesn't
star.
Even tell the whole truth about it. They're like, oh, she scored 20 points and committed 10-20 turnovers.
What's a turnover?
A turnover is when you lose the ball and the other team gets it.
Oh.
She lost the ball. But
it's her first time in the WNBA.
Yeah, yeah. No.
I can't see myself being that interested in women basketball.
Oh, you haven't seen Caitlin Clark.
It doesn't make sense. I remember, though, when I was in high school.
We sound like simps.
I remember in high school, I ran track and played a little basketball, but track and field were my thing. My aunt, who was almost my age, but a little older than me. She would be in like the 11th grade when I was in the 9th grade or something like that, right? Oh, yeah. And she used to play basketball.
You used to call her aunt too? Or
that was weird. I just call her Basura. I call her Basura. But, and she used to drive the school bus sometimes. Even though she said she doesn't remember driving the school bus.
Drive the school bus?
Basura?
Yeah. Yeah, basically. Yeah. But she used to play basketball, and for the women basketball thing, she was real good. They loved her on that team. They would travel to different places. But when the guys would be watching the women play basketball, it was all about sex.
Oh, really?
And it's not very attractive.
Not like we were that interested in women playing basketball.
Oh, okay.
But it was fun seeing them run up and down the court in their little shorts.
Yeah.
And see the cheerleaders jump around in little skirts.
Yeah.
But women basketball was never taken seriously.
Yeah. It still really isn't. But, yeah, like James is saying, it's because of Caitlin Clark that it's becoming more of, like, entertaining to watch. Because she is really good. And we talked about back then, you know, her dad put her in the sports when she was younger with the boys.
Yeah, because there was no girls' basketball. So she had to play with the boys.
Where he living in Africa somewhere?
Indiana or somewhere? I don't know.
They have no boys in Indiana?
No girls.
I mean, no girls
no
in
girls,
Indiana?
Girls no girls sports.
Oh, I see.
It's like a small town maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Really?
What's funny is she's not even that pretty. She's like mildly attractive.
Who?
A little bit. This Caitlin Clark gal.
Does she have to be pretty to play basketball?
No, but they're pretending like it. Oh, she
pretty
got
girls
she's pretty.
Don't play basketball.
Right. But that's I know. They're getting a little bit more prettier, though.
Case in point.
Because they know that they need to start making money.
Case in point for Hake. That pretty girls don't play basketball.
Right.
Right. Here's what anybody else has anything to say about it?
If she was black and very good and still mildly attractive, she would be getting the views, too. Because I grew up liking Michael Jordan and Magic Johnson. I didn't really like Larry Bird because I thought he was kind of ugly.
Right.
What?
As a kid. I'm like, he's not, he's kind of fat.
What guy watches a guy play basketball? It's about all I call you ugly. What?
Well, I was a kid, and so I wanted to be like a Michael Knight, like the Knight Rider guy. You ever seen Knight Rider? Okay, nobody's seen Knight Rider.
He lost us there.
Yeah.
Like the Fonz. He was like tough and cool looking.
Who?
The Fonz.
Where's the Fonz now?
He's still kicking. Oh, he's not so tough and cool looking anymore.
Oh.
But, you know, somebody who just looks cool. Looks cool and is very good.
Nice.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you have to know that this is pure hate, because even as a child, too, for me, is that, like, I would watch movies and stuff like that, and obviously the great movies had the white actors or whatever. I never looked at them as, like, oh, that's a great white actor.
Right.
It was like, I like the movie. Right. Yeah, you weren't thinking about
that
all that. Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
Yep.
It's a mess.
Isn't that woman, that female, Sunny Hostin. Is she black? She looked black.
Yes.
And mixed with some white.
And Puerto Rican.
Sure. What?
She's Puerto Rican, black, probably mixed black, because maybe light-skinned black, I don't know. And then also a little bit Sephardic Jew on her mother's.
What?
Sephardic Jewish. That's the dark-skinned Jewish.
Oh, from Allah Wabato?
I don't know. Yeah.
That's where the Sephardic Jew come from?
No, there's a bunch of Sephardic Jews in Israel. Like they've come to church and stuff. Like Moses. Remember Moses? He came to church. He's
That's a Sephardic Jew.
Yeah, I think so.
There's so many different kinds of Jews. All I grew up knowing were just Jews.
Right.
I thought they were all just the same.
Well, since working on your show, I've learned about all these other ones.
I know, me too.
The Ashkenazis and the Sephardics.
I see some walking down by my office. And they're blacker than me.
Whoa.
But they're not Negroes.
Okay.
They're like Sephardic.
The Ethiopian Jews or something?
No. They're from Allahu Akbar place.
Oh.
Or somewhere
they're
like Russia.
How do you know that they're Jews, though? Because they have their hat.
They have the hat or those string things.
Oh, yeah.
And they're real dark. Some of them.
Yeah.
The real black Jews.
So this woman, Sunny, is a... That's right.
I just saw her as Latina.
But Joelle is right. People just appreciate excellence in their fellow human beings.
Yeah. Where is that?
Does anybody know anything about Angel Reese? Is she good? That Angel Reese girl.
Yeah, there's other like prettier basketball players who just aren't as good.
Angel Reese, though, is the black girl from LSU,
good?
Right?
Who is Angel Reese?
She's good, but she even plays like with a bad attitude to me.
Right. I was realizing
black?
That.
Yeah, she's black.
Oh,
yeah.
I was realizing what that what you're saying is true.
Yeah.
They like... The decency is making I think it's going to make a comeback a bit. Like that, like the student who did well in the school and was good at the sports. You
that's going
to
make a comeback?
Yeah.
Not while you living.
Maybe not.
They ain't coming back. What y'all want to say?
Like just in a trend, not like for real.
Oh.
Right.
Oh, dear. You know,
oh, dear?
Sonny doesn't.
Who said oh, dear?
I did.
But go ahead. That's Sean.
The light-skinned white.
My producer. The light-skinned white.
Sonny doesn't realize how brainwashed she's been, because this is what they call intersectionality, where you look at people in groups and you just label people as... She looks at Caitlin Clark and she thinks, that's a tall, pretty, white female. So in her mind, she's labeling her in all these groups. You know, she doesn't realize what she's doing. The last thing she's going to do is look at her as just an individual, as Caitlin.
Right.
You know, and not look at all these physical features.
That's a good point.
But the people who, you know, the people at the top, the politicians, media, who encourage people to look at people in groups, this is the result of it.
Yeah.
This is the confusion that results from all that. Is you look at people as skinny or fat or white or black. And
that's true. Only for the purpose of hating.
She doesn't realize how manipulated she's been in order to divide people. She thinks she's different than Caitlin Clark because of physical features. And
even
so
though
silly.
She look white.
Yeah.
And she's Jewish.
Yeah.
Yeah, but these hags are too old for
that. Better than that.
These hags are too old for that. I think they know better. This is racial grievances for money and media stuff.
Okay. So here's what came to my mind because of time here. When I saw this thing with Sonny Hostin and Whoopi Goldberg, my first thing was, the very first thing that came to my mind is that this woman and Whoopi Goldberg is saying out loud what all the blacks say, for the most part, not all but most, that black people are not capable of working hard and doing it for themselves. And they have to they always expect whites to lower the standard so you can bring them and look like they're coming up to the standard when they really are not coming up to the standard. Just that white people lowered the standard because blacks are saying out loud, like Whoopi and Sonny Hostin said, the blacks can't do it.
Yeah.
They always have excuses for the blacks when white people excel in life, when white people create a perfect society.
Yeah.
The blacks can't do it. They'll say it out loud. The blacks are not capable.
And it looks like they would feel
even
crazy.
Joe Biden said it to him at the speech down in.
Right, right. You got to work twice as hard.
Right.
And it looks like they would feel silly letting it come out their mouth to say that I need the standard. This is not fair. I need the standards lower.
They're saying
me.
It about everything. Right. They're saying it about letting the blacks into white universities. They said it about letting the blacks be into traffic control. Right. Now we're about to have an accident every day. And now the door's falling off.
That's not funny.
He was supposed to laugh.
That's kind of funny.
That's way too long. The door is falling off. That's a new one.
They did.
Did they really?
Yeah. Doors are falling off planes, man.
Oh, and every day they almost have an accident. They had to have an emergency landing. And then the blacks had to add traffic control. Then, oh, baby, I ain't mean it. I meant to come in on the west side.
Oh, baby.
Black excellence.
Wow.
So, Sean, am I wrong? Whoopi Goldberg and this woman are saying what the blacks say all the time. They are not capable. You got to now. They want to lower this basketball standard with this woman,
exactly.
So it looked like a black can play better.
Right.
What do you say, Sean?
I mean, this is what you say all the time. When you love people, you let them suffer. When you try to help them, you know, when you try to ease their suffering, it's hatred.
Yeah,
it's the opposite of what people. What
but
people
do
think.
Y'all hear out loud, or is it just me? That the blacks are saying that they are not capable. Everything they do that white people are doing, they have to say, lower these standards.
Yeah. And it's kind of sad, though. Oh, go
do
ahead,
y'all hear the same thing? It's just me.
Yeah, big time. I had them call me. I had some people call me on my show and even kind of reveal this anger that you talk about. It's anger, really, but they have this in their minds about white people or whatever. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's they could be conservative. They could be Trump supporters. But if they still got this identity thing, if you challenge it, we're still black. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't. It's still racism. It's still, you know.
Yeah. Yes. You say, am I wrong? Am I wrong?
No, I mean,
I try to be all that I can be. Whoa, 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 whoa.
I think it's kind of sad that the young black girls who grow up wanting to do anything, whether to play basketball or whatever, is that instead of realizing that it's their behavior and the way that they act and do things is the problem, that so they can work on that and fix it, they're taught to say, you're just not good enough, or you have to work twice as hard, or they're just not going to give you a fair chance in life. So instead of working on their attitude, they're just thinking that, oh, it's just because they're picking on me.
The blacks believe that white people are God.
Yeah.
They believe that they are actually God.
Right.
Because they always comparing themselves to the whites. They always say, lower these standards, let us in. Even when the white people already lowered every standard.
Right.
Can't get any lower. They still say, okay, this woman playing basketball a little better than us.
Yeah.
Lower that standard. It's because she's pretty.
Yeah.
It's because she's white. Lower that standard. Am I wrong?
No, and what they don't realize, they pretend like the media is against them and portrays them in negative ways. Like but the media caters to them and always bends over backwards to be too nice to them, to the blacks.
It's because the media agree with the blacks.
Same thing with the companies.
The media agree with the blacks that they are not capable of doing it.
Yeah.
They don't believe the black can do it either.
Right.
They literally, nobody believe that black people are capable.
Same thing with these corporations.
Even the blacks don't believe it.
Nike and all of them.
Yeah.
They'll give, they'd give special treatment to that Colin Kaepernick guy and gave him like a whole deal. Not because he was good at football or whatever he played,
they
but because he kneeled for the anthem.
They tell the black you can steal at CVS. You ain't got to pay for it. You ain't got the money.
Yeah.
Even though they got the money. They got welfare checks. They got everything. You can steal, and the black go steal. They lowered the standard, Sean, so the black can steal at CVS.
Oh, dear.
Am I wrong? Yeah.
That was a mess. That was a mess. And it seems like the greatest setup, and the last thing, I guess the last thing I'll say about this specific thing is that the greatest setup seems as if, like, don't work on your attitude, don't work on your behavior, point the finger and say that they're the reason why you're not getting a fair shot. Instead of, like, and I don't know if they, do you think that they know, the black people know that they're bad, their attitude is bad,
yep,
and all these things,
yep,
and but they purposely point the finger because it gets them stuff.
It gets them stuff.
Yeah,
they don't have to work on themselves at all.
Yeah. But it also gets them killed because the same attitude that you just described, Joel, is the thing that they're doing with these blacks who get themselves killed by police.
And they blame the police.
Yeah, they blame the police, and it's like we need police accountability
for anything.
Yeah.
Here's what I want. I have more proof that they tell the black, y'all just not capable. This is from, and they always making excuses for the blacks. Breaking 911. Professional counselors said that Bidenomics to blame for a CVS brawl in St. Louis. A lot of people are under such stress. A lot of people under such stress and anxiety right now. They're at their breaking point. Watch this from X.
We have a break here. The song's about to start right here.
Really?
Can I do it?
Oh, God.
That flew by.
How long is this?
It's 49 seconds. It would have been played by now.
Nope. It wouldn't have. Music's gone now.
I don't hear the music. I heard you
talking. Come on, Sam. Do your thing.
I heard you talking for all that long time.
It's telling me it's supposed to play. Come on.
What?
Oh. See,
I just made it do it.
2 minutes
later. Let me tell y'all.
While we're talking about it, I want to embarrass me. Okay, go ahead.
Let me tell y'all what's going to happen out there to the audience. When I come back, I just want my expert who that only about the blacks are not capable. They just don't have it. They don't have it. They even blame the white people for the lack of morality inside the blacks. They said, I heard people say on one of your shows that white people made them that way. They were screwed up, and when they come out, all men and women are coming in and were a sin, but they blame that on the white.
Oh, yeah.
A quick break. The hate news is coming up. When I come back, we're going to finish that real fast, and y'all phone calls and super chat. Hake is coming up with hate news, not the fake news. My experts and I'll be back in a moment. I don't think you're supposed to be tapping on it. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God and Christ, Christ and man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one of Bible Thumper Thursday, May 23rd, AD 2024. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back. He will get to your calls after this fake news, not fake news, as well as the experts. And we will also get to your super chats. Tons of super chats to get to. Appreciate them. Thank you. CNN, Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports billions of dollars worth of sunken treasure been found at a shipwreck site off the coast of Colombia, prompting unprecedented underwater expedition. The 300-year-old warship on the sea floor was declared a protected archaeological area as a legal battle ensues over who owns the artifacts. Isn't that interesting? An attack on our greatest president, Trump. He is falsely claiming, according to CNN, Commie Nonsense Network, that our greatest our worst president, second worst to Obama, Joe Biden, authorized the DOJ, Department of Justice, to have him assassinated when raiding his Mar-a-Lago estate in 2022 for classified documents. So claims CNN. They claim it's false. Followers of Trump received a campaign email this week addressed from President Trump with the subject line, "They were authorized to shoot me." The email appeared to reference a recently unsealed document outlining FBI procedures that included standard language about the use of force in searches. Very standard. It's very standard to raid the home of our greatest president. Very standard for the liberal FBI. Separately, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, governess Nikki Haley, announced Wednesday she will vote for Trump in the November election after exiting the GOP race more than 2 months ago. Wow, it took her this long to admit that our greatest president is the rightful candidate. Hey, Nikki Haley, during the bitter primary battle, called Trump unhinged and questioned our greatest president's mental fitness. What a nutcase that lady is, huh? But the political calculation has changed for the former Trump rival. And there's extreme weather. What a mess it's making. Destructive storms and tornadoes in Iowa this week have killed at least 5 people, injured dozens of others, according to officials. The tornado that struck Greenfield, Iowa on Tuesday, about 50 miles southwest of Des Moines, is estimated to have been at least an EF3, whatever that is, and the deadliest tornado of the year. Footage of the region showed homes and other structures obliterated, and communities were blanketed with debris. Tornado experts have skyrocketed, tornado reports have skyrocketed well above average in recent weeks. As the typical busiest period of severe weather season unfolds, more than 800 tornadoes have been reported in 2024, making it one of the most active years for twisters on record. And Uvalde propaganda, anti-gun propaganda. 19 families, so-called families at least, of the students and teachers killed or injured during the 2022 shooting at Robb Elementary School by that Hispanic guy who shot his grandmother and then shot a bunch of them in Uvalde, Texas, Hispanic town, reached a $2 million settlement with the city. The so-called families announced plans to file a lawsuit against 92 officers with the Texas Department of Public Safety. The lawyers are happy, huh? The school district and the individual employees. The settlement and latest legal action comes days after the second happy anniversary of the shooting in which an 18-year-old Hispanic male stormed into the school, killed 19 children and 2 teachers, fourth graders, I think, right? And barricaded himself in a classroom. Total of 376 law enforcement officers rushed to the school to respond, but ultimately none of them breached the door to the classroom to confront the mass murderer, they call it a shooter, for 77 minutes. You gotta just be careful, you know? You gotta be careful. TikTok is planning global layoffs, according to CNN. The social media company planning to lay off large swaths of their operations and marketing workforce. So said current employees to Commie Nonsense Network. We wish you well, TikTok. We're pulling for you. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2. ¶¶
got to stand up strong. Think the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Justin Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-77-JESSE. My biblical question for this week: are you a self-worshipper? Are you a self-worshipper? Is you a self-worshipper? Amazing. We you can listen to the show if you're out exercising or shopping or traveling or whatever you might be doing, just laying up at the beach or whatever. You can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. All right. And to donate and have your super chat read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond Cash App on JLP. Bond Cash App.
No, Bond JLP.
Bond JLP Cash App. Bond J 38. Bond JLP Cash App. All right. And what else? Blah, 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 blah. It's Thursday. It's Bible Thumper Thursday.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Look at, turn around and look at these people. Whoa, I'm the Lord. I got what I wanted from the Lord. I'll go back to Washington. Oh, yes, I will. I'm a Southern Baptist. They don't believe in tongues, but God said it.
Anyway, I want to just do this really fast, and then I'm going to get to my callers here and super chats. I have my experts here, and I wanted them to comment on, I wanted them to comment on this basketball player and one other soundbite. Some of you, if you're just tuning in, according to Wikipedia's Caitlin Clark is an American professional basketball player, and she played college basketball for Iowa and is regarded as one of the greatest collegiate player of all time. And so she's a white female out there doing her thing, and the blacks, there are some blacks, not all, but most believe that they're just doing, she's getting away with this because she's white, pretty, and I don't know if they say a female, but female, and they don't like it. And so, and my experts have commented and I on that subject already, and my point was, and is, and been for a long time, is that blacks are not capable of coming up to the standards of whites. And they say it all the time. You heard Sonny Halston and Whoopi Goldberg saying that without using those words. And they were saying, well, one black player out of Russia, the one that was there in prison, according to a report for drugs, and that's something. But the white black people, not all, but most, the men and the women, don't believe that the whites are just, don't believe that the blacks are capable. Not only the Democrats don't believe this, right-o Republicans don't believe it. And most of the blacks say themselves that the whites are just smarter than the blacks. They say it. And they fight and argue with the whites that they need to bring down the standards so that it'll look like the blacks are doing it and they're not. We see it in aviation now. We see it in the little SAT tests and scores and all kinds of stuff. They have lowered the standards for the blacks. And if you dare to bring those standards back up, the black people are going to have a fit about it, call you racist. They can't do it. It's just not in them. They're not. And black people literally believe that white people are God. And they're smarter. Because if they didn't, you would not hear them doing this. They would just live their lives, do their thing, do whatever talents they have, and just be good at whatever they did and never compare themselves to anyone. And then they got all kinds of excuses for the blacks. And they even told the black, you can steal from CBS. And you can fight at CBS. You can do whatever you want because you're black. And nothing is required. I've heard blacks call some of the network hosts here shows, and they even blame the white people for the lack of moral values of the blacks. White people are so godlike that they can make blacks be immoral. Isn't that amazing? God said we all come through sin, born in sin, right? But the black people said white people did that to the black. Not remembering or think about that it was the black who sold the blacks to the Arabs and the Arabs sold the blacks to the world. And they were using black people over in Africa as money and everything else. Black people already had wishing women over there. That's why the black lost, because they made the woman their god in Africa and animals and not God anymore. But they blame that on the white people. White people, y'all powerful. Y'all some powerful God-sent folks. Amazing. And so I want to play this one soundbite to prove my point, at least hear what the experts have to say about it. And then we're back to the phones and all that good stuff. And they always make excuses for the blacks, no matter how bad they are. The blacks and the whites are making excuses for the blacks. Well, not all the whites. This is from Breaking 911. Professional, with a quote sign, counselors say Bidenomics to blame for CBS brawl in St. Louis. A lot of people are under so much stress and anxiety right now. They're at their breaking point. Watch this from X.
Friday night, he went to get some medication, and when he went to go check out, he saw a worker and at least two others throwing hands.
She had ran out and was like, I got something for you. I'll be right back. You know when you hear that in St. Louis. Come on, so I can go.
Florissant police responded and told First Alert 4 officers arrested three people.
I just hope. I hope they better make better choices in the future.
A lot of people are under so much stress and anxiety right now that they are at the point where they're at their breaking point.
Lena Chapman is a licensed professional counselor and says because of this, more and more fights are likely. She recommends being careful what we consume by censoring what we watch. She says even watching videos like this impacts how we react.
Wow. So she's saying, according to the story, it's going to get worse. So the blacks are going to get worse because they are under stress. Bidenomics. You say, Joel?
I think that the big.
This is about my experience, by the way.
I think that the big problem is that the world tends to think that blacks need help, right? In the sense of that, like, they just don't understand. But I think that they don't want to. Because it benefits them to be angry. It benefits them to point the finger. Like, they enjoy those things. It benefits them to get government assistance. It benefits them in that way. So it's not that they don't want, they can't, and the white people need to come and save the day, which the world thinks, is that
well,
they don't want.
Well, the blacks think that, too.
Right. But
they need the white people.
But I think that they, what I'm saying is that I think that they, people don't realize that they don't want it. They don't want to.
Don't want to what?
They don't want to be saved. Like, they want to be angry.
Oh.
They want to be mad. They want to point the finger. They want government assistance. They want these things, and that's why it's not getting better. But there's the blind people keep coming in trying to save the day, but they don't want the day to be saved. And it ends up affecting the white people more because they think that they're helping, but it's really, like, egg back in their face.
Do you think that the whites truly believe they're helping? How's that helping? When they only get to work, and that black woman just said they're going to get, according to the report, they're going to get worse.
Well, I think that the whites truly believe in their minds, and it's a delusion that they need to be nicer or be, care a little bit more to the blacks, and that's the problem. Like, they've almost believed into the lie as well that it's because of us type of thing.
What do you say, Hank? Interesting point.
Kind of like what Joel was saying, they're being enabled and encouraged. And what you said, they're enabled and encouraged to steal, to be violent, to riot, to complain, to act out crazy, because people feel sorry for them in their anger, and they cater to their anger. Whereas if a white's angry, that you get on a government list, or you go to jail or whatever. Or you get accused of racism. But them, they can be as angry and act out crazy as they want. And people are used to it, for one. And so people just like, oh, well, that's blacks. And then for two, there's a whole lot of people pandering and catering to them.
Okay. And
like that black female counselor woman. Oh, you could tell by the tone of her voice that
stress.
She was just catering to the anger.
Yeah.
People are stressed right now. Don't watch these videos. It's bad for you. I don't like watching the videos either because it's like, after a while, it's like, okay, there's been all too many cases of this.
Right. I don't like why I'm sick of seeing black people acting out.
Yeah.
Instead of just being normal.
Right.
Yep.
Where are the normal blacks? And Nick, you say?
Nobody loves black people.
Well, you might.
Can't hear you. So what?
Nobody loves black people. Nobody loves them.
Meaning what?
Like, they're not showing them love, even though they're pretending. They tell them, oh, we're going to help you and all that, like Joel said. It's really not. You know, it speaks a little bit to love. It definitely isn't what I was told growing up. All this feeling stuff, feeling bad, only leads to worse things, clearly. But about that, would you say, like you were saying earlier, Jesse, you were saying that they can't rise up to the level of the whites,
right?
That the blacks themselves believe it, the whites say it, they, you know,
yeah.
Would you say that's effectively true?
Yeah.
And would you say it's just like, I personally, if you ask me, I don't really know or believe about all these things they say about IQ, and I don't know, like, I think it's quite clear how
who is
the
IQ?
Retarding effect of anger.
Who is IQ?
Who's IQ?
Intelligence.
Quotient.
Oh, I thought he said ice cube.
No.
I preface it like that because
IQ.
IQ.
IQ, yeah.
Oh, okay. IQ.
They say there's all these reasons why they can't rise up to the level, and I don't know about all that, but you're saying that it's effectively true, so, like, what the heck?
It's apparent that it's true.
Yeah.
It's not like my imagination or I'm making it up. Mm-hmm. The blacks started listening. What's her name?
Sonny Hostin?
Yeah.
That's like an older
different person.
Sonny Liston is like an older person, isn't it?
I think so.
Sonny Liston is like a, I recognize
yeah,
that.
Sonny Liston is a black guy.
Yeah. There you go.
Not Sonny Liston, but Sonny.
The Big Bear.
Yeah.
Sonny Austin. Yeah. And Whoopi Goldberg was literally saying that this white woman, Tyler, is because she's pretty, she's people, right. whatever they were saying. Even though she's clearly earning her way, working hard, right. and dad didn't play, let her play with the boys growing up.
Exactly.
But they want them to lower that. Mm-hmm. don't let that female up there.
She too That's pretty what I mean by or whatever.
So what?
I got the little delay in this. Sorry. That's what I mean by no love, too. So I'm saying that's maybe, I think it's maybe no love. It's not showing love to the blacks, like the trying, blacks helping them, trying to help them and bring them up to that level and expecting them to get up to that level and all that.
But the blacks are not even trying to help themselves.
Yeah,
that's what I mean.
Because they believe that everything is based on what the white people can do for them.
Yeah, right. And that's the thing, and to make Nick's point, too, is that, like, but then white people also got to know that love also means don't deal with it. Like, let them suffer and don't give them that stuff. Like, if they can't make it into the airplane place, they ain't getting in.
And maybe make their own.
Right.
Or, I don't know, maybe if America was a more loving place, the blacks would have their own area. And maybe the Mexicans, we could talk about it. But nobody else.
So I got to ask this then. I got to end.
Okay.
Are the black cursed? Hake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to think about that. I don't know if they're cursed. I think that they just...
Are they blessed?
I think that there's some that, like, and oftentimes we're seeing in big numbers, that they enjoy their destruction. So, but I don't know if I don't know. I have to think
about
it.
Are they blessed?
They can be. I have to think about it.
I didn't ask they can be.
I mean, God blesses all people, right?
Are they blessed?
I have to think about it.
Are the blacks cursed?
They're blursed.
There you go.
What?
They're blursed.
Blessed and cursed.
What does that mean?
It's a millennial word.
No, they're cursed.
And why do you say they're cursed?
Because they're angry. They have hell inside.
Yeah, I can see that.
And everything else around them.
Yeah, I can see that.
You see what?
No, I can see that because when you think of cursed, I think of, like, I'm thinking back, like, Adam and Eve cursed to where they God was like, no, you're living straight from the ego only. So I can understand in that way, yes.
Are the blacks cursed or blessed?
I don't know why I can't say it out of my mouth that they're cursed. No. I don't know why. I don't know. Maybe I have to think about it more.
Are they blessed?
I do think that all people are blessed.
We're talking about the blacks.
I think black people are blessed, but they're also a
are
mess.
Are they blessed? What?
They're a blessed what mess. A blessed mess.
How are they blessed?
I think he
means spoiled.
That for sure.
How are they blessed?
I don't know. They're blessed that they're getting away with all this mess.
So. How is that a blessing?
they better count their blessings because they should all be.
But how is that a blessing?
I think he means spoiled.
Who said that?
Whoa. My bad.
Who said that?
that was me over again because I said I think he means spoiled, and so Nick played.
Oh,
he was playing like the show.
Oh,
and it came out.
It's hard for me not to say that anyone is not blessed. That's what I'm saying.
Why
because,
not?
Because
God said it. No. Are you blessed or you cursed? Here are your blessing, and here are the curses. Read Deuteronomy 28.
Yeah, this reminds me of a passage.
He said your children will be cursed, your land will be cursed, you'll be cursed going in and coming out.
Yeah. I can see
and it's
you
not
mean,
just
no.
the Old You're Testament.
Right.
It's in the New Testament. Yeah. Jesus said, to him who has, more will be given.
Yes.
But from him who doesn't have, even what he has, or even what he thinks he has, is going to be taken away from him.
Are the blacks cursed or blessed?
I can't say that they're cursed because the curse means that, like, because when didn't Jesus come back to break the curse? So it's like they are like.
Are the blacks cursed or blessed?
I don't think that they're cursed. No.
Are they blessed?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't think that they're cursed, though. I say no
Why not? What is about them that's blessed?
Well, they are. I mean, they still, like, when I think of God, God gives grace and to all people. So they
Who
have the
grace?
Opportunity.
The girl you used to date?
Not that
you
crazy.
Crossed the line. Too, too far.
Late. It's in, too late now. It's not out there.
Oh, he's a guy. Give him great hair all of them.
It would have just been glossed over, but you stunned him so bad that he just laughed so hard that it called attention to it.
And backing it up.
But I think that you all lied. People are blessed. So I can't. To me, it's
what
like.
What is it about them that's blessed?
Because curse means
is,
that
is having
to
lower the standard of blessing.
Everything they touch goes wrong. No, no.
Right. You're right, Nick.
That's a curse.
But
is that a blessing or a curse?
It's not good.
Is it a curse or a blessing?
I don't see it as, I just don't see it as a curse. I don't see
is
it as
a
curse.
Is it a blessing?
Well, it's not a blessing, but I don't see
it's
it
gotta
as a
It's got to be
curse.
One or the other.
No, but I think that all people are blessed.
Oh. fighting at CVS over the white people food or whatever. The is that a blessing or a cursing? Curse.
White people. Maybe it's a blessing to the white people because then they realize they got to stop.
God's not going to get mad at you. He still know you love him inside. You can say they're cursed.
I just don't see it as cursed. I'm trying to. I want to say it so bad. Trust
God
me.
God said they're cursed.
But I want to say it so bad, but I can't say it.
Why not?
Maybe I'm not understanding.
If you love them, you would tell them the truth.
Well, maybe I'm just not seeing what you're seeing. I have to think about it. You could be right, and I just am missing it. So,
Sean said, my producer, we're all in a fallen state. We're all cursed with anger. Amazing. Anyway, last word, Hake. I got to run.
Shout out to the blacks. We love the blacks if we love anybody. Somebody has to.
Last word.
That people need to, even the whites, the Hispanics, and all these people got to wake up and realize that sometimes you got to let people suffer, and black people just got to do it on their own and stop helping and catering and being nice and cute.
Last word.
Ain't nothing wrong with being with your own. I'm sorry. I was thinking about something else. Shout out to the blacks.
One last question for you, Nick.
Yes.
Do you crash sometime on Friday because you are a minority pilot?
That's illegal, sir.
What?
I think I can
What's
call
illegal?
911 on you. You're not allowed to call. You're not allowed to say, tell the world that I'm a minority pilot.
They don't know.
I'm allowed to be a minority pilot.
You don't. They don't know you're minority.
Shh. Some people think I'm white.
No, you want to know that you're a minority. That way you can get a wrong. You can get away with crashing on Fridays. Right. And blame it on the white man.
Sean was asking me out there, why do you crash sometimes?
I know. That's
like,
what I
he wanted me to break it down. I'm like, well, last time I forgot to fuel it all the way. Fuel the plane all the way, so.
You forgot to fuel the plane. You know you're a minority. So the Anchor Baby, Monday through Thursdays at 12 noon, and on Fridays when he's flying his plane at 4 p.m., one expert here, the American Anchor Baby Show. Check it out. Joel Friday TV, he black. Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Check him out. And expert here in the HakeReport.com. Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. Expert here. Check them out. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thanks to my experts. All right, guys. Thank you.
Bye.
What a mess. What a mess. Let me go to Josh out of Georgia. He's been waiting a long time. Josh, thanks for calling, and thanks for holding you on the air.
Hey, thanks for having me, man.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I was calling to answer that biblical question.
Are you a self-worshipper? Are you a self-worshipper?
No, I'm not.
And why do you say you're not?
Because the self that I think is myself isn't really me. It's just like a fake personality I've picked up over from living, trying to live in the world and fit in. So it's not. I see myself worshiping myself, but that self isn't. It's not. It's an illusion that it's really me. It's the hell in me that controls me that's worshiping itself and trying to make me think that I'm worshiping myself.
Repeat the last verse. You said the last thing.
I see myself worshiping myself, but it's an illusion.
How are you worshiping yourself? You say you see yourself worshiping yourself. What do you see yourself doing that implies that you're worshiping yourself?
You know, small things like, you know, trying to feel good, trying to think of myself as a decent person. That's a small way, but then, you know, there are bigger ways like vices and, you know, it's just a bunch of different ways. Even walking by the mirror, looking at myself, trying to look good is a small form of worshiping myself, but it's not really, it's an illusion that's really me.
Amazing. I appreciate that, Josh. I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you for that.
Okay. No problem, man. Thank you.
All right, buddy. I appreciate it. 888-775-3773. Chris is a first-time call out of California. Chris, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yes, sir.
So I'm Gen Z. And I'm trying to get a better understanding of why Gen Z is being hated on so much. And, you know, I kind of want to get your opinion on it, maybe talk about it for a little bit.
And hated on by whom?
Well, I think society sees Gen Z, and this is just my opinion, as a group of individuals who grew up with social media. And I think, you know, adults used to tell us when we were younger, you know, phones are, you know, a problem. You need to go outside. So I think it's the adults of today, you know, Gen X, I would probably say, and maybe even older, who are hating on the younger kids, I think, and wanting to change perspective, meaning like Gen Z, for example, I think can be pretty misconstrued. Like in school, social media can easily influence people. And I think we've been targeted the most.
So you're saying that Gen Z is being hated on because the parents are telling them or somebody is telling them they need to go outside more rather than just being on their phone all day and social media all day?
Right. And they
but
think,
how is that hatred, though? That's good advice for you. How is that hatred?
No, I'm not saying that's hatred. What I was saying more so is what comes out of the social media part. What they were saying was good, but
can you hold on for me, Chris? Listen. Hold on for me, Chris. Don't hang on. Hold on. Quick break. Back in a moment. Have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives, they're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand, I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that, out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, welcome back. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning, thehakereport.com, from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And James Hake is on fire. You don't want to miss it. Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Joel Friday TV, right after the Hake Report, you black, at 11 a.m. Pacific time and from 11 to noon. At noon, the American Anchor Baby, energy given to him by God. The American Anchor Baby at 12 noon Pacific time. And don't forget to follow us on social media. JLP Talk on X, JLP Talk on X, and Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. We're also on rumble.com/JesseLeePeterson and cozy.tv/JLP. All right, cozy.tv, where Christ is King. Cozy.tv. Check it all out. I want to go quickly back to Chris, a first-time caller, Generation Z, and he want to know why do I believe that his generation of people are being picked on. Chris, so the example you gave me of your parents and others that say that Generation Z grew up on computers and phones and things, and that you guys need to get outside and meet people and interact in person, that is good advice. Do you agree?
Yes, absolutely. I agree that that is good advice. And I think majority of my generation has not done that.
Right.
And we've stayed on our phones, and we've absorbed what social media wants to show us.
Yeah.
And I think that is a huge problem, and I think our parents were trying to prevent that. And the conversation I kind of wanted to get into about was there's a group of peers that I keep close to me that don't, you know, buy into social media and what they've tried to show us. We've been, you know, we've tried to stay, you know, close to understanding what society truly wants, you know, and I think we all want the, you know, a general idea of something, like, you know, we want peace, we want happiness, and I think it's hard, you know, to see that when you constantly grow up with social media and you see it, and, you know, it's hard to get away from it since everybody has a phone nowadays.
Yeah.
But I think Gen Z is the hardest one who has to break away from that, because we grew up with it, you know. We had it since, you know, since we were kids.
Yeah.
So it's hard to see something different. And
the parents, the mothers, especially the mothers, as soon as you pop out of the womb, they throw a computer or phone or something in your hand, something from there to keep your attention away from having to bother them, to have a watch over you. So you, that's all you know. But it's nice to know that you and some of your friends are trying to avoid that kind of stuff all the time, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. We try to, you know, free think. You know, I think social media can really control how you want to think. And, you know, it'll give you ideas, you know, incentivize you into thinking certain ways. And, you know, maybe you'll agree with some of the things that you see on social media, but you don't have to follow it blindly. You can think for yourself. And I think that's what I'm trying to support. There are Gen Zers who do think freely and don't just rely on social media to get their information and their own opinions from. They can decide for themselves. And I'm trying to say that Gen Z, like me, are out there. You know, if you have, you know, a few questions, you know, I'm open to asking. I do want to ask you this.
When growing up, who were more likely to give you or encourage you to be on your phone or computer, your father or your mother?
Encourage me to not or be on my phone?
To be on it. Not necessarily your phone, but your iPad, your computer, or whatever. Who was most likely to encourage you in that way, your father or your, well, let me put it this way. Who was most likely to encourage you not to do it, your father or your mother?
I remember my father always saying to get outside and have fun. And my mother, I think she was indifferent. She didn't really care either way.
Amazing. And so who did you, were you most likely, who did you most likely listen to, your father or your mother?
Well, I think when I was really young, I listened more to my father. And then as I grew up, I found out my mother was more the one who controlled, you know, what happened in our life. So then I started listening to her more because, you know, she could really get her word across very well. Not in a rude way. She was just very, she used her words well. And, you know, my dad probably, you know, couldn't. And so I started listening to her more. And then, you know, later in life, I guess I listened more to my dad.
How old are you?
It kind of went back and forth. Oh, I'm 21.
And do you have peace?
Yes.
You have peace?
I feel as though I have peace.
But do you have it?
Within myself or just in general?
Within yourself.
Yeah, I think I do.
You do? You have no anger?
No.
Amazing. Cool. Well, I appreciate your call, brother. Thank you for calling me. Call me again. I got to ask Hassan this real fast. There's a light open, 888. And then we are just in some super chat. And Nick going to come in and turn my computer back on here. Something, it was, do not power down your system. I accidentally powered down on somebody out of down here. Hassan, what did you think about that Whoopi Goldberg and Sonny Hostin about their jealousy? They didn't say they were jealous, but I can see they were jealous of that white female basketball player getting all the attention. What did you think about that? And do you believe blacks are cursed or blessed?
To be completely honest, I wasn't really paying attention.
Oh, you did not pay attention to it? Oh, okay. All right.
But
amazing.
But I do appreciate you seeing what I thought.
So now?
I do appreciate you seeing what I thought, and I feel bad that I have nothing to offer.
No, no problem. I know you're one of the experts here, too, not on that network, but you're one of the experts here, and I just wanted to hear from you about it, but I totally understand it. What's happening?
It's updating.
Oh, it is?
To me?
Huh?
Can I just grab it off you?
No. How am I seeing? I don't even know who my callers are.
Line one is Jay. Line two is Jerry.
Okay.
And then this will be done soon.
Let me go to Jay. Where is Jay from, Sean?
Florida.
Florida. Jay, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey Jay. Jesse.
Hey, Jay.
How are you doing?
All is well.
I don't know if you remember me from, I think it was Tuesday. I called. I was like the last caller, and I was telling you about issues with my girlfriend, and she had a kid and all, and I was like going with my thoughts. And,
oh, yeah. And, she's older than you. She already has a kid and blah, blah, blah. And she's and she's giving you hell already.
It was crazy because I didn't have much time to talk to you, but what you were telling me was, I remember it. I was thinking about it a lot, and I didn't want it to be just like another call and just like hear you out and then just not even go through one ear and out the other and not do anything. So I was just wondering, how would I? So if I finally cut things off with her, and those like times where I'm by myself and all that, you said that those thoughts are not mine, correct?
Right.
Okay. So so I guess my question is, do I just keep ignoring all those like feelings and emotions, and just keep pushing it back?
Good question. All you do is watch those thoughts and the feelings that come with thoughts, because you can't have the feelings unless you have the thoughts first. If you don't have the thoughts, you're not going to have the feeling. So when the thoughts come, you're thinking about her, you feel like you want to get back with her, you're almost willing to do anything to get back with her, and then you start feeling this missing her and all that. Just watch those thoughts and feelings, but do not obey them at all. Do nothing that they're telling you to do, but watch them and don't call them you. Just look at them, and they will be taken away from you, and you'll be a free man because you're not your thoughts, you're not your feelings. Emotions are evil. There's nothing good about emotions at all, and every time you listen to emotions, they set you up to dig a hole for yourself and get into a worse situation. So those feelings, don't call them you. Don't be like, oh, I feel this. Even though you do feel it in your body, but it's not you. And you get those thoughts, but they're not yours. And just watch it. And then be done with that woman. Block her. Don't let her block her from your iPhone, your iPad, your Instagram, your X, whatever you have, and feel the pain so you can overcome the pain, and this will never happen to you again. Because it's not going to work. She's older than you. She, according to you, she has a child already. All you did was got involved in a used car, meaning that a woman is already angry, already hate men, already hate her mama, hate herself. And it's just gonna be hell for you. There's nothing good gonna come out of this. It ain't gonna work. And plus, you should. And plus, a man should never, ever, ever, ever get involved with an older woman. Period. It's your mama.
Yeah. Because before I even took your advice, I did. I went against everything you said because I moved into her place, and then that didn't work out.
Yeah.
And then she started controlling me, and then it became with every little thing she tried to control me and all that, and I just gave into it. And I don't know. I feel like maybe it's because I had issues growing up or something.
With your mama. You had the issue with your mama, and this woman became your mama.
Exactly, because my mom is also hard to deal with, and then I noticed, she's my girlfriend, she's also, has the same, when they get all worked up and angry, the hell comes out of them.
Yeah.
And then it's it's not just my current girlfriend, it was, my ex, too. She gave me gave me a ton of hell.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking, man, I'm just always going through the same thing, and I don't know. I was just thinking, maybe it's a deeper issue. Maybe it's with me. Maybe there's, the fear of, being alone or...
No, it's the hatred of your mother. You got to face your mother and forgive her for recreating you in her image, causing you to become angry, turning you away from your father. Otherwise, Jay, every woman you will ever, ever get involved with will be the spirit of your mother, the same spirit as in your mother, and it's never going to work. You're going to always have problems. But when you forgive your mother and you seek the kingdom of God, you seek the truth, then, and don't put a woman or money or anyone before that, you're going to be fine. If it meant for you to have a wife, it'll be added onto you. If not, you'll be fine too, because you won't be missing anything. But you got to forgive your mother. You need to get away from that woman immediately. Stop giving her your money. Don't communicate with her anymore, and go live your life and work on you.
Yeah, I feel like the longer I stick around, like, the worse my life is getting, you know? Like,
absolutely.
I pick up bad habits, and then, I don't know, I lash out, and it's all coming from emotion, you know? And I get mad at myself for being emotional, and I feel like it's just playing into more, like, into the devil's hands, you know?
Absolutely, because you're living with the devil. That woman is her father, the devil, and she has not started working on herself and overcoming. Jay, don't give her your money. Is her name on your account?
No. But the good thing is right now, like, we're long distance. So
what?
Right now we're long distance. So I moved back because she's from Texas, and I moved into her place.
Wow, big mistake.
Yeah, I moved into her place with her and her kid, and it was hell. And then I came back to Florida. Then she came over here, and then that didn't work out. So she went back over there, and now we're, like, doing this long distance thing, and it's just, like, it's never getting any better. We're always fighting. We have our phones on we share the same phone lines and share a few things. Well, I'm thinking about, like, just getting rid of all that.
Get rid of all of it. And dump that woman. Be done with her, man. She's going to destroy you. Have you been giving her money?
Like, we both give each other money, like, helping out with bills and stuff like that. But it's not just, like, one way. Like, it's not just me giving her all my money.
No more money. Don't give her another dime. Take her off your cell phone, off your iPad, off your mailbox, take her off everything and be done with her. Because when you start working on yourself and you start waking up, the devil's going to send her after you like hell, not even going north. The devil's going to use her to keep you from waking up and becoming an independent person. She's going to pretend that all of a sudden she loves you. And if that doesn't work, she's going to pretend she hates you and blame you for everything. If that doesn't work, she's going to pretend she loves you. Oh, let's be together. And then you get back with her, and she'll destroy you. She has no love, and you don't love her.
Well,
I would block her before she knows it. That way she can't stop the block. You block and take off your cell, take off your whatever, and just be done. No more response. She's an older woman than you. She has a child. She's just using you. You are her boy toy.
Yeah. Sometimes, like, I really believe, like, because I put her through hell, too, because, I'm hard to deal with, too. Myself.
You're just like your mama.
Yeah, exactly. I hate it.
That's why you got to face your mother. Forgive her. Mother, I'm sorry for resenting you, for turning me away from my father and recreating me your image, imposing your way on me. And I'm sorry. I realize now you couldn't help yourself, and you got to be done with your mother, too, if she doesn't change. How often you talk to your mother? What the? Why?
Yeah. I don't know. My mom, I don't know. I feel like I am just like my mom.
You are?
She, yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
Why do you have, like, to talk to her every day?
Because she calls, she checks up on me and all that. She'll come over. And then, I don't know. I feel like I have. She really doesn't have anybody. Like, my dad doesn't really listen to her.
So she made you her husband?
I heard you say that to someone before, and I feel like that kind of fits me too. Like, she always tries to baby me, and like whenever she needs company, she'll always want to be around. And I want to forgive her, like you said.
So she made you a boyfriend?
No. No.
If she's not your boyfriend, how is she able to call you all the time and just show up at your house, want to hang out with you if you're not a boyfriend? She has a husband, right?
Yeah, my dad's there, but... You know,
so you her boyfriend then?
No. Yeah, but, like, she doesn't just come over. She would just check up on me.
That's your woman.
You know, mother's always trying to find
that's your woman checking on you.
Yeah, like, I'm scared of her.
What?
I want to forgive her, and I feel like I do need to forgive her for, like, a lot of things. But I'm just afraid of how she's going to react. She's so emotional, and she makes every little thing into a big issue.
And she does that so she can control you. Emotions are evil. She's using those emotions to control you. That you're not her husband, you're not her boyfriend. She is not your responsibility. You got to dump her by forgiving her and tell her that if she continue to call you like this, if she show up at your house, if she does this or that, she's banned from your life. And tell her she need to make your father her boyfriend, not you. You got to stand up, man. But, if not, you're going to be destroyed by every woman you meet.
Yeah, I feel like, I guess because from that, I feel like, I don't know, every relationship I get into, because even back then, like, I would be like a slut maker, and I would do all this stuff. I always find it seem like I always need a woman with me, you know? Like,
yeah.
I feel like, okay, what's that? And it's like, but every time I'm with a woman or something like that, and we start dating for a bit, it's like, I catch, like, all these evil women, you know?
And I'm like, that's your mama. And you made the, because you hate your mother, you made the woman your God. And that's why you can't find God, because you put the female before God. And the female God is Satan. And so you're dealing with the devil in your mama and every female that you meet. Because Satan is the woman's God, and the God above is the man's God, right? And all you're doing is dealing with hell, and it's not going to change until you start working on you. You got to forgive your mother and forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother. He didn't know how to deal with her. Not that he didn't love you. He just didn't know how to deal with her. You got to forgive him. Don't ask for forgiveness from either one of them. You apologize for being angry at them or resenting them, and God will forgive you, and your whole life will start to change. You'll become a free person, a free man. And do this silent prayer. But I'm telling you, Jay, if you don't work on you, if you stay in that woman's life, that older woman with the child, and you're 28, am I right?
Yes.
I'm telling all you're going to ever have is hell for the rest of your life. You got to deal with your mother, and you got to face her in fear and face her in trembling, but face her and forgive her. And then you will be done with fear.
Yeah.
You would no longer have fear. All right?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, hold on, Jay.
Thank you.
Hold on.
My question, I want to
back in a moment.
That was bad. You know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces, like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse. And so I want to thank you so much. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Turner. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're going to know God and His love. It's going to be amazing.
A
a whole lot of mess going on in the world. They're giving debt relief to these students of evil, brainwashed, blind people. BuzzFeed is getting bought by, at least partially, by Vivek Ramaswamy. Yes. Nice. Based. And the there's an update on that PGA. Well, the PGA championship guy who dragged a cop, his opponent, his competitor, is taking up for him, saying he's not a bad guy. And they're trying to give diaper welfare in Tennessee. Terrible. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Bible Thumper Thursday. Hang tight, callers. JLP will be right back to your calls. And super chatters, we will read your super chats. Indeed. But first, fake news, not fake news. The lines are full, guys. The Biden administration on Wednesday announced an additional $7.7 billion in so-called student debt relief for around 160,000 so-called Americans. Quote, I will never stop working to cancel student debt, no matter how many times Republican elected officials try to stop us. That's it. Crooked Joe Biden stated in a statement. Biden has faced blowback from so-called conservative lawmakers who accuse the administration of transferring the burden to taxpayers and undermining the so-called Supreme Court for transferring the blah, 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 blah. The Supreme Court blocked the Black on the Inside White House's student loan forgiveness plan last year. Borrowers, also known as leeches, were affected by the latest round of debt relief. They were approved, though, through the administration's SAVE plan. Other income-driven repayment programs or initiatives for qualifying public service workers. So if you're a government employee, you're already living high on the hog or spoiled, then you're going to get even more welfare. What a mess. BuzzFeed stock soars after Vivek Ramaswamy acquired an activist stake. Activist investors are trying to change the direction of the company, make it better, something like that, I guess, in their minds anyway. BuzzFeed stock is rising after former Republican presidential candidate and Indian and not Christian, Vivek Ramaswamy, said he can help turn things around at that beleaguered media company that used to be in lovey-dovey with Obama. That's according to CNN. PGA Championship winner comments on Scottie Scheffler's arrest. You may have heard about this on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. What was that, Monday or so? With Sean and JLP presenting. CNN says Xander Schauffele is weighing in on the headlines surrounding the world number one Scottie Scheffler, who was arrested on felony charges. What is he, a basketball player, a football player or something? After reportedly trying to drive around the scene of a fatal car crash, a fatality near the tournament. Fresh off winning his first major at PGA Championships, American golfer Xander Schauffele told CNN that the world number one, Scottie Scheffler, was a good person, shouldn't be facing criminal charges. After reportedly trying to drive around a fatal crash site on Friday morning in Louisville, Kentucky, the site of the 2024 PGA Championship. That's golf, right? Pro golf something. He was trying to get to the game, I guess, and he was stopped by an officer wearing a full police uniform and a yellow reflective rain jacket, but he claims he was confused about which directions he should follow, and he dragged the officer, who got pain, swelling, abrasions on his left wrist and knee. It's horrible. He accelerated and dragged the detective, Brian Gillis, to the ground. What a thug. Anyway, diaper welfare. Some infants can use 12 diapers a day, according to CNN, Commie Nonsense Network. Ugh. Totaling up to 100. Hassan's baby wouldn't do that. Hassan's baby would have ribs and be fit, not fat. Totaling up to $100 or more per month per baby. So says the National Diaper Bank Network. Just use Didi cloth diapers, the ones that are washable, reusable. Helped cover the costs, Tennessee's Medicaid program announced they will provide free diapers for covered children under the age of two, before their terrible twos, making it the first state Medicaid program to do so. And I say, evil, communism, wolves in mama's clothing. I'm James Hake, now back to JLP, Hour 3. ¶¶
have to stand up strong. Make the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show. Wow. Third hour already. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. My biblical question, are you a self-worshipper? Are you a self-worshipper? Are you a self-worshipper? And don't forget to follow us on social media. JLP Talk on X. JLP Talk on X and Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. Like, follow, ring the bell, subscribe, and do all those things. If you missed the first 2 hours this morning, make sure you check it out. It was amazing. All, you can podcast them all, but I highly recommend that. To listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad, go to the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate, and we are going to get to your Super Chats. To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or rebuildingtheman.com. I want to thank you all for an amazing birthday yesterday. Yesterday was my birthday. Hassan brought me a very nice strawberry, big strawberry pop, and peanut butter cookie. What? No, can it get any better? Thank you, Hassan. It was so good. And then all the cakes and the cars and everything else. I had an amazing, each year I be thinking my birthday was so good, but each year it gets better. What the? So thank you all to my staff and all of you out there. I have a bunch of other things I'm going to be showing you, cards and things that people sent me as well with gifts and stuff. So thank you. I don't take it for granted. Let me go quickly back to Jay. Jay.
Yeah.
So do you understand that your problem is not you need a woman. Your problem is not about a job. Your problem is not about a lack of anything, but you need to deal with your mother, forgive her, and your father so God can forgive you and cause you to return to your father by forgiving him. And through him, you can go to God. Oh, and you'll be free. And then you need to get rid of that older woman. That's your mama. That's nothing but problem. Don't look for a woman ever again. You only see the kingdom of God, and he's going to add everything unto you that you need to have, and it'll be perfect.
Yeah, I get that. It's just easier said than done, I guess.
What do you mean easier said than done? Because you're catching hell doing it, not doing it. How can it get? I don't know what you mean by easier said than done.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's easy to say that I'm going to go forgive my mother and everything, but then when I'm like thinking about it, like going to go forgive her, then I'm like, I don't want to deal with like the emotional part of it.
But who emotions? Your emotions or hers?
hers.
You don't have to deal with her emotion. You just forgive her and let her act out however she want to act out. That's her. It's her hell. It's her hell. It's her emotion, her thought, which is of the devil. And it has nothing to do with you. Don't let her play that game. Don't fall for it. Don't argue with her about it. Just let her act out, and you look at her like you're looking at a crazy movie. Hey, I just want to forgive you. I'm sorry for resenting. I realize you can't help yourself. And be done with it. You don't have to deal with her hell. Her emotions are not yours.
Yeah.
And you have no obligation to her at all but to forgive her so you can have a long life.
Yeah. I also feel, so if I go forgive my mother and stick with the silent prayer and observe my thoughts, little by little, like, things will start working out for me, stop looking in for things, like, stop looking for love and from women, and stop smoking pot, and with my temper and all that, like, all that will go away.
100%. Because those things will no longer be your God.
Yeah.
And the temple you have is not yours. That's your mother's temper. And then you got to realize that you're looking for love, and women don't have love to give. Women only have hate. They do not have love. You're never going to find love in another human being. Love only comes from God. Human beings do not have love. Women do not have love to give you. They will only give you hell because Satan is their God, and they do not have love. That's why everybody catch hell from them. The children catch hell. The father of the children catch hell. Co-workers catch hell. The women catch hell from each other because they only have hell. They have no love. Women get love from God or from the man that they're with because they didn't get it from their father. They're supposed to get it from the father. So the love comes from above into the woman, or if she's married, from God, Christ, through the man, through the woman. But they do not have love. Men are only going to catch hell because they made the woman their God by trying to get love. Women do not have love. They only have hate. And only when you try to get love because you hate your mother and you think you love her because you feel good about her sometimes and then bad and then good and bad. But that's all hate. The good and the bad are impostures. They're both hate. And you're never going to know love from God until you forgive your mother and your father, especially your mother and your father.
I gotta forgive my father too. I feel like
ask your father why did he protect you from your mother? You will see he can have her. Well, that's your mother. She's your mother. She gonna do what she wanna do.
That's exactly what he said. Because my dad catches like pure hell from my mom.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah, he doesn't even know how to deal with her anymore. And he kinda just like he's like, you know what, just go talk to yourself. And he doesn't even deal with her. And then she goes off on whoever's in sight. Like, if I'm there, then she'll go off on me.
She's evil. Your mother is evil. And she patted it onto you. You got to forgive her. Hey, mother, I'm sorry for... And forgiveness means I'm sorry for resenting you. Because as a kid, you can't help but resent her. And you didn't have any help from your father, you can handle her hell. But now you're an adult, you have to forgive her so you can be free, and she can't use you as a boyfriend or anything. You stop her from coming by your house like that all the time and call you. You're going to be able to stand up and finally be an individual man. You'll be fine. But it start with her first. At least it start with you and then her and then your father.
Yeah, I definitely got to do all that. And I don't know, just I guess, work on myself. But I feel like, you know, when I take time to myself and I get bored, then it's easy, like, to fall back into that.
Boredom is beautiful because you overcome boredom, you find yourself. But if you don't allow yourself to be bored, you're going to always catch hell. There's no freedom outside of boredom.
Yeah,
because you're getting to see that you're nobody. You're not the person you thought you were. You're not this, you're not that. You're of yourself, you can do nothing. Of yourself, you know nothing. You see all that in boredom. But when you're always distracted, you're not seeing the reality of what's really going on. Boredom is good.
I thought it was the other way. I thought it was like trying to keep myself busy.
No. Keeping yourself busy is keeping you in hell. Because you're not allowing the truth to catch up with you to make you free. You're running away from the very thing that you need. You're running away from truth, which only comes from God. And God will make you free from the hell that you're in.
Yeah.
All right, so I got to run, Jay.
Thank you very much, Jesse. I appreciate it. I'll give you a call back later and give you an update.
All right.
I finally forgive my husband. Thank you again. I appreciate it. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you, man. I want you to know you're never going to be free until you do what I told you to do. Ain't no way around it. Yeah. There's no way around it.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You're helping a lot of young guys.
And block that woman from Texas. Be done with her. Just block her. Just be done. You don't owe her anything. That's your mama. She's too old for you. She already has a child. You will never catch anything but hell from her. Block her right now. As soon as we're done with the call, and be done with her.
Okay.
All right,
Jesse. Thank you. Mark, I appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Good night. I mean, goodbye. Good night. I forgot to do the opening. Bible bumper. Thursday, huh, son? What the? No. I forgot to do the open. There's one line open. 888-775-3773.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah, Lord, I try. What? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. What? Hey,
it's too loud.
What, my voice?
Yes.
You don't like praising the Lord?
Bible thumper!
You can never be too proud for praises.
Yeah, but that's black.
What do you mean?
That's black gospel music. Nobody likes that.
Those white people dancing like they like it.
Oh, yeah, true.
They were dancing in the spirit. Come on, man! Let me do one call, then we go to Super Chat, and then the rest of the call. I'm going to move fast, but I want to go to Russ out of Hampton, Virginia. Russ, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. When I called you, first of all, Jesse, happy birthday, dog. Happy birthday, man.
Thank you, Russ. I appreciate it.
When I called your call screener, I said that I wanted to say two things. But then I listened to you while I was on hold, and you brought something up that I wanted to ask you about.
Okay.
But the first thing I wanted to ask you was, I consider myself being atheist. Now, what that means in my mind is I'm not saying that there is no God, but what I am saying is I don't believe in a God because of some of the things that I hear, and there's no proof of a God. So I grew up in a Christian household. So, for me, if anybody asked me something about that, I know it's going to be a problem if I'm honest.
About being atheist?
Not about being a Christian.
Oh, okay.
About believing in God. And because of the type of person I am, I don't lie because I just don't do that. So for me...
So do you tell people that you are an atheist and not a Christian?
But no. In the past, what I would do is I would, like, change the subject. So I wouldn't answer it because I'm not going to lie because I am what I am and I have no problem with what I am. But I know you don't want to hear it.
Hear
so
what?
I would change the subject.
You know, I want to hear that you're an atheist?
No, not you.
Oh.
But my family.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Because my grandfather was a country preacher. My grandfather started the church in the area where they lived in the country. In Arkansas, and I can remember I went into Arkansas to visit my grandmother, and on Sunday, of course, as always, I went to church, and somebody said, oh, that's so-and-so and so-and-so's grandson, and everybody, like, gave me, you know, they gave me props and stuff, and I stuck my chest out because I was proud. I'm like, yeah, that was my grandfather. Yeah. But, again, like I said, I don't lie. I don't lie at all. But if I know you ask me a question and I know you're not going to like to hear the answer, then I try to avoid the question.
Right, I understand that. And so your question for me is what right now?
How is it that you tell people that are long-term Christians that think and expect you to be, that you're not?
Repeat that.
How do you tell people that are long-term Christians and they expect you to be?
Oh.
How do you tell them, yeah, nah, I'm not, nah.
So you tell them just by saying I'm not a Christian. There's nothing hard about saying that. You just say, no, I'm not a Christian. Or okay, you don't say anything.
I don't have a problem if you're a Christian and you feel differently about it than
I understand
do.
That, but I you ask no me, how do you tell that. Somebody that you're not a Christian? Either you say, I'm not a Christian, or you don't have to respond at all. That's how you do it. You're not okay. obligated to tell anyone whether you're a Christian or not.
And the other thing that I said to your call screener was, I wanted to ask you whether you believe in prosperity preachers.
No, I don't.
Okay.
Thank you, Russ.
Whoa. I wanted to ask you something else. What? Actually, I just thought of something. And I thought about this for a long time because I listened to you for a long time. Whatever happened to you, you were trying to find a new building. Whatever happened with that?
We're still working on it.
Oh, okay. All right.
Did you donate to the building fund?
Hey, listen, I'm disabled. I don't give away money.
I noticed that the people who didn't donate always asking about it.
Well, I was just wondering what you were doing.
Oh, yeah. We're still working on it.
Okay.
Thank you, Russ. I appreciate it. Super Chat. Super.
Super Chats.
Chill and Lean bought 5 coffees yesterday saying, happy birthday, Jesse. Amazing.
Thank you. Amazing. And it was an amazing birthday. Thank you.
The Observer
amazing.
The Observer of Thoughts, Keto. Bought a coffee. Happy birthday, Jesse. Amazing.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
100 coffees from Gen C. Happy birthday, Jesse. Birthday emojis. Here's a little something to help you keep helping others. Your words of wisdom are truly priceless. God bless you all at Bond, and everyone in the JLP universe.
Right on. Thank you. Appreciate it.
It's me, Xenia. Gave a Rumble rant yesterday. Happy birthday, JLP, birthday cake, Christian Cross, and birthday horn thing with confetti.
Right on. Thank you. I literally heard from people around the world yesterday. I was stunned, but I'm grateful. Thank you.
Eric Bergman bought a coffee. Happy 26th birthday, Jesse.
2600. I am older than Israel. I still can't get past that. Israel was born in 1948, I'm told. And then I was born in 1949. Right after Israel. Israel like my little brother or my older brother. What the? Thank you.
Emma bought 6 coffees. Happy birthday. Thank you for all you do. Birthday cake with candles. You're amazing.
Thank you. Appreciate it. And thank all of you for helping us to help others. Thank you.
Happy birthday, Jesse, says David from L.A. with 3 coffees. Amazing. What do you think about the FBI being authorized to use deadly force and wear unmarked uniforms when they raided the Great White Hope's home? Sounds like someone wanted a shootout to me.
I heard that about their report of what they did there, Donald Trump, according to the report with the FBI, and I wasn't surprised. I mean, you got to realize we have a corrupt, evil government in America today, and that's why one of the other reasons America is not working, and that these people who are in control right now, so they think, they are desperate to maintain control, and they would do whatever they can to keep control over you, over we the people. So I wasn't surprised. And you got to realize, too, that human beings are evil. The heart of human being is evil. And so these people, they're living in the world. They're evil. Look how your friends treat each other, your family members and everything. And just imagine the so-called power of the government they have. They're way out of control. So it's just going to get worse. That's why you must return to the Father so you don't have to worry about it. Thank you, though. Appreciate it.
Soul Conscious, 5 coffees. Happy birthday, JLP, a.k.a. the Great Black Hope.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Nate Gunn, 10 coffees. Hey, everyone. My older wife is starting to obey me. Thank you so much, Jesse and crew.
Right on. Amazing. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Thank you.
Jessica Kerr, 5 coffees. Thank you for the movie suggestions. I watched Come Back, Little Sheba and Nefarious over the weekend. In Nefarious, at the end, when the psychologist is interviewed, he concluded that all participants, willing or not, deal with such things. Powerful statement and altogether eye-opening movie.
Right.
Both amazing movies. Highly recommended to others. Love you all. It's Bond.
Thank you, Jessica. Amazing movie. Have you seen Come Home, Little Sheba?
Mm-mm.
Really? You saw it, Hassan?
No.
You ever seen Come On, Little Sheba? What? It's an amazing movie. It's old black and white movie. Unless they put it in color since they know how to do color stuff.
Colorized?
Yeah, colorized. But it's a very good movie. Thank you, Jessica.
Oh, it's a Western?
Nope.
10 coffees from...
No.
From Emma. Very generous. Happy birthday, Uncle Jesse. Love ya.
Thank you, Emma. I appreciate it.
Kurt bought a coffee. If God made Adam and Eve, how were they both deceived by Satan?
They were not both deceived by Satan. Eve was deceived by Satan. Adam was deceived by Eve.
How was she deceived if she was made by God?
Because she believed the lie of the devil, that she could be God.
Nice.
Amazing.
Thank you, Kurt, for your question and your coffee.
Yeah, thank you, Kurt.
R.H. Hernandez the 4th, 7 coffees. Happy birthday, Jesse.
Thank you. Oh, I appreciate it.
Cody B. donated on Cash App, Bond JLP on Cash App. Happy birthday, Jesse. Blowing horn with a party hat with confetti smiley emoji. Love ya. Keep being awesome.
Thank you. Thanks for the birthday wish.
Oshkosh also gave a Cash App donation. Happy birthday, JLP.
Happy birthday. Thank you. It was amazing.
Donnie Girl's Idea gave a Rumble rant that somehow I can't see it. What a mess. Thank you, Donnie Girl's Idea.
Thank you, Donnie Girl Idea. I ate so much yesterday, it wasn't even funny. I literally peed that all day long.
Wow.
All day long. I ain't like not. And I think one of the reasons I did it, I want to blame it on Joel. And the reason I want to blame it on Joel was because he the one told me, well, it's your birthday. Eat everything.
Be fat today.
Right. He's like, yes, he did tell me that. Amen. Heck yeah. Joel literally said to me during peak out time, eat whatever you want. It's your birthday. Eat much as you want. And I did it all day. Her son bought me this big strawberry pop y'all saw with some peanut butter cooking. Oh, God. And then I had cake from CR. I'm like, what the? And then for dinner, I had fish, mashed potato, and broccoli. I just peed out all day. I went to bed full.
Amazing.
And I never do that. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you for your Rumble rant, Donnie. Girl's idea.
Yeah, thank you.
Do Hake a favor and screenshot any time that you do a Rumble rant, because those aren't saved on anywhere, unfortunately. Age of Inversion gave a Rumble rant saying,
oh, yeah, then I had chicken bits.
Chick-fil-A?
Chick-fil-A biscuit. Joel brought me two of those filet chicken biscuit. With those little small fries, with some honey and hot sauce, it was over. It was just over.
Wow.
It was all over but the shouting. And they were so, and I had said, I'm not going to eat it. I'm not going to eat both of them. I lied. It was so good. Joel set me up a black. I gotta blame somebody. It wasn't me. But thank you all. It was amazing.
Yeah. Age of Inversion on yesterday's guest, Flat Earth Dave. Super chat for the excellent guest, Jesse. Pay attention, Hake. And that was a Rumble rant.
Thank you. I appreciate it. What do you mean, pay attention, Hake?
Because I'm a baltard, and he wants me to pay attention to the Flat Earther.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
And what were your impression of the Flat Earther?
I remained unconvinced. It was interesting him not wanting to answer the question about does he know for a fact that the Earth is flat. He said, well, it could be a million times bigger. And I didn't get to ask him, but I was wondering, why a million?
Well, he did say it could be a million times bigger, and you
and
just
ball.
Can't see it. Yeah,
yeah
and it, ball. Yeah. So he's not like absolutely convinced the Earth is flat.
But maybe your vision curves along with the curve of the beautiful globe.
Billy made that point. He said that when you're in an ocean like that, you can see a ship from way afar, way over there in the horizon.
Past the horizon.
Yeah, past the horizon.
The real horizon.
And as you get there, you can start seeing it close up. So you see it.
Cool.
But it's in the horizon. So I don't think that guy, nice guy, I don't know who he is my first time talking to him, but I don't think he's convinced with all those things he show, the little lights and bells and blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I don't think he's convinced that the Earth is flat.
Plus, he's not a Christian, I don't think.
He's not. He believes in science.
No, he stopped believing in science and he started to believe in God, he claimed.
He did?
Yeah, because of the flat earth.
I don't know. I'm confused.
Yeah.
Anyway, but thank you.
Thank you, Age of Inversion, for your Rumble rant. Jesse Lee Peterson on Rumble. Justin Childress, Jesse, I just heard some nut say you need 1,000 square feet per person in a home. I know they're trying to scare people away from having a family, but that's crazy. A family of three doesn't have 3,000. Have to have 3,000 square feet?
That's right.
My wife grew up in a house with less than 1,000 square feet. There were five of them. How about you, Jesse? How many square feet per person did y'all have growing up?
I would recommend that you start living your own life your way and don't be following these people because they're just trying to control you. They don't know what they're talking about. You do what you need for yourself and your family, all right? Thank you for your super chat. The treasure chest is now open on D-Live. And I'll be back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, folks, welcome back. Welcome back. The Hake Report coming up at the top of this hour. And after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV. And after Joel Friday TV, the American Anchor Baby. For personal shout-outs, at 12 noon, by the way, for personal shout-outs, go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, and I'll do them myself for you. Encouragement shout-outs, wedding, congratulation, birthday shout-out, whatever they might be, or just plain old shout-out. Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, and then go to check out our merch at rebuildingdemand.com/store, all right? Our merch is there, amazing stuff. Check it out, check it out, check it out, check it out. RebuildingDemand.com/store. I want to just do a few more of those to try to catch up with them. Okay. The Super Chats, and then I want to go to the calls.
Super Chats.
Super Chats.
Dion C. bought a coffee. Happy birthday, birthday cake, and many more. You keep thinking people with makeup are pretty. What is your type physically and face, Jesse?
What?
What is your type?
The type of cake?
Woman.
I like them thin, with hair on her head, nice hair, not a fro. Not all that big booty stuff, nice little, oh, I can't do that.
What the?
I disavow. I said I disavow.
I can do that?
No, I disavow. I disavow means... You can't do that, and I disavow that you started to do that.
And she's talking about look or personality?
Looks. Physically and face.
How should they look in the face?
Uh-huh.
Pretty.
Nice. There you go, Sion. But
thank you, Sion. And again, thank you for that amazing birthday cake. Thank you, Sion. But Sion got a man now.
Indeed, she has.
Thank you, Sion.
Come on, man.
Biden makes me itch. Face emoji. I don't know how to describe it. Lord, the rent done went up. Sean, when you leave L.A., don't lock the door. I'm going to need a place to squat in. I'm camp in front of JLP's studio, but he'll tell me to move. What the? That's good luck on your little journey, Sean.
Right on. Sean, last day tomorrow. We'll have him back here to say goodbye. Check out last Sunday fellowship. He spoke there. And even been doing some extra stuff here. Amazing. And we will miss him. I saw someone, I think my staff or somebody told me that we got a note from his daddy, Sean's father, who made me this the other day. He sent me this, Sean's dad did. He sent this a while back. He made it with his own two hands. Natural talent. And he made this bond. This is just one of the sharpest bond designs I've ever seen from Sean's daddy. What doing?
I'm pushing it over so people can see it because it's being covered up. It was obscured by the flag.
Oh. Nice. Thank you, John, Daddy. John, his name's John, right, Sean? I don't want to mess up his name. And he like, oh, Sean, coming back home. Oh, happy. I'm like, calm down, John. We need him over here. What are you doing over there? Bring the boys home. Bring them back alive. Bring the boys home. Bring them back alive. What they doing over there when we need them over here? Remember that song?
Yeah.
Bring the boy. You know how song?
No, but that's deep. That's a deep lyrics.
Oh, yeah? What they doing over there when we need them over here? Bring the boys home. Bring them back alive. Fathers are pleading. Lovers are all alone. Mothers are praying. Bring the sons back home. You march them away on ships and planes to a senseless war, facing death in vain. Bring the boys home. Bring them back alive. Nice, huh? Amazing. Okay, thank you.
Over on Rumble, Urinal Chills on the flat earth question, to quote an evil female, what difference at this point does it make? Hillary Clinton.
That's right. I never think if the hurt is flat or round. That's the last thing on my mind. Unless I'm up in an airplane, I look out the window, I'm like, the world is beautifully round. Mm-hmm. Look at the sun. Look at the sky. You don't see the sky going flat. The whiteness of the sky going around.
Indeed.
Like this.
That's a fact.
Yeah, see, yeah, I rest my case. Thank you.
Valerie bought a coffee. Happy birthday.
Thank you, Valerie.
BM007, Unc Jesse, I love you, and I didn't know you was this black and slow, laughing face, sideways with tears coming out. The realization of the shape of the earth brought Dave to realize there is a God, which he didn't believe before. Face palm emoji, hashtag flat earther.
Amazing. Amazing guest, though. I totally enjoyed him.
Yeah.
It was interesting.
C on C bought a...
Thank you for that, too, Sean. I think Sean had put that together.
Yeah. C on C bought a coffee. My new boo would never say that about another female, Jesse.
Say what?
Maybe B word.
Say what?
The B word.
I didn't say that today.
No, this came in yesterday.
Oh. Say what, C on?
One eyelid one eye open like that emoji.
The C on?
Yeah, and she's like, side eye emoji. Unimpressed, he knows I'm it, but you in trouble for a second time, Jesse, like Samson was. I'm Samson.
Samson and Delilah.
Yeah, I call her Delilah.
Oh.
Because she asks personal questions trying to expose my weaknesses, like Delilah did to Samson.
Oh, yeah? Amazing. But thank you, Sia. I don't know what word you're referring to, but thank you.
Probably B-word.
What?
Never mind.
I didn't hear you.
Probably the B word.
Oh, or her boyfriend would never call her a bitch. Is that what she's saying?
Right.
Married a boyfriend.
FK Skidmark.
Thank you,
a rumble rant from FK Skidmarks. If the earth was flat, we'd be able to see the sun at all times. Dave's a dope.
If the earth was flat, I'd walk up and down the road all the time.
Indeed, you would.
Thank you.
FK Skidmarks with another rumble rant. Three things. One, happy birthday, Jesse. You changed my life. Two, Sean lost all credibility if he believes this nut, Dave. I responded to that yesterday on my show. No, that's not true. And number three, Dave owes Jesse 3 bitcoins because Jesse stumped him with one question. What the?
That's right. Where are my bitcoin, Dave? I'm looking for them in the mail. Thank you.
Dawn, the girl's idea. As a believer of Christ, I also believe in the Immaculate Conception. He would dispute God.
Thank you. Referring to the earth, flat earth?
Maybe. I don't know. Not sure. Interesting. Thank
you, Dawn. Sure, but thank you, though.
It's me, Xenia. 3 bitcoins every time he didn't answer the question. I guess that's an ongoing, like he offers. Anybody who can prove it's a ball gets 3 bitcoins.
Maybe. Really?
I don't know. I don't know what the thing is, but I feel like I've heard something to that effect.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Xenia.
Thank you.
Dawn, with another one, says, happiest birthday wishes.
Thank you.
Nikki, 10 coffees. Very generous. Happy birthday. Love you, Jesse. Heart with a bow, a yellow bow around it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Jamil bought a coffee. Is human nature what we are born with or what we develop?
You develop when you become angry coming through your mother. Human nature is evil. Human nature is pure. There's nothing good about human nature. And human nature is animal-like nature. Isn't that amazing? And that's what you change. Once your heart changed, the human nature will be taken away from you, which is of the devil, and then God's nature will be given to you, and life will become amazing. Thank you.
Renesio, happy birth anniversary, Jesse. Thanks for Bond and all that you do. May good have a storage for many years to come. Salute and mic emojis.
Right on. Thank you.
Someone 5 coffees. Happy birthday, Jesse. It's my birthday, too. Have a great day, and thanks forever for all you do.
Right on. Happy birthday to you. Thank you.
Steven from Rotterdam, the Netherlands. 3 coffees. Congratulations to the great Black Hope, Red Heart. Thank you, big bro Jesse. Also, congratulations to Dirt, the only thing that's older than you. Laughing face with tears.
That's right. God made me, and then he made dirt that I may walk on right after he finished with Israel. Amazing. Thank you.
Steve, a very generous 15 coffees. Happy birthday, Jesse.
Thank you, Steve.
Some Superman's daddy, a coffee. Good morning, men. First off, HBDJLP.
Right on. Thank you.
Secondly, I'm still not claiming there's a flat earth with a hand emoji that I've never seen before and a point emoji, black hand. Sean, but I think I get it now because of today's guest. It was amazing. Pause. But Sean, you're the greatest. Big trophy emoji.
Right on. Absolutely. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Shout out to yesterday's top contributors, Aries 1, Games for Rec, Kid Combo 1.0, and Cactus Eater Bear. Thank you to the D-Live crew.
Thank you all.
That's that for yesterday's. Nadim donated a Cash App donation. Very generous. Happy birthday, Jesse, from Nadim and Priscilla.
Thank you all. Thank both of you. I appreciate it.
Someone bought a coffee. Hey, sir, what if a man raped a teenage girl and got her pregnant? Should the kids still pursue to know the father when they're of age to understand?
Absolutely. Be all human beings, no matter what color, male or female, rich or poor, whatever, long for the father. You can't get around it. Long for the father. A return to the father. Yes. Thank you.
Michael, 5 coffees. Shout out to the greatest producer on this side of heaven. May he move forward to greater things yet to come, though I'm still not sure if he'll find anything greater than Bond.
That's
laughing
right.
Faces.
That's right. Oh, amazing.
Ravender, a coffee. Does a horse go backwards?
He can, but not that far, though, I think.
Not very fast, either.
Right, not very fast. He's kind of really careful about it, but yes.
You'll ruin this transmission if you reverse too much.
Yeah.
Ravender, 3 more coffees. When something lives in a swamp for a long time, it starts to think the entire world is flat.
Ooh.
Terrible.
Thank you. Let's stop there for now.
Okay, thank you guys for now.
Thank you all. I want to get you some calls here. We're running out of time. Let me go to David out of Georgia. Hey, Dave. David, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, I'll make it quick. I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday and tell Sean good luck with his move. We'll be thinking about him and missing him.
Absolutely. Thank you.
I noticed yesterday the expert sessions have been fantastic here lately. Yesterday or the day before, Hake, I guess, was watching it, or he seen himself on the
TV, and he made a comment about his, oh, I forgot my hair was wet, and then it was wet again today. I think he likes that look with that good hair he's got. I love you guys, and thank you for all you do, Jesse.
Right on. Thank you, David. I appreciate it. Thanks for the birthday wish. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Amazing. Let me go to Jerry out of Georgia. Jerry, thank you for calling. Thanks for holding you on the air.
Hey, Jerry.
Hey, Jerry.
Hey, I just had two questions. Just one question. You know, I don't know what was going on with the last episode. It seemed like he was asking the same question about the flat earth for about an hour. Just ask him, is it flat? And I'm sitting here like, is he really asking the same question over and over? And he's not answering the question.
And I was asking him, was he absolutely convinced that the earth is flat? Was he convinced? And he couldn't say yes, he was convinced.
Yeah, well, if you read the Bible and if you believe the Bible to be true, I mean, it's God said that he divided the water from above and below, so... Where's the water above us? I mean, like, where's the water at? I mean, if he divided it, where the water at? I mean, it says that in the Bible, you know what I'm saying? That he divided the waters from above and below.
It's in the cloud.
So the waters, and so can your experts explain, like, why is the sky blue? I don't know if that's a stupid question. I'm not trying to prove anything wrong.
I understand.
Like, can they explain why the sky is blue? I'm just trying to get answers, you know what I'm saying?
Can my expert explain why it is blue?
Yeah.
Because God made it that way.
Well, he made the sky. But what is the sky? Like, it's blue. Is it reflecting off of something? Is it some type of something to do with science? Is the sun reflecting or something? I don't know. I'm just asking. I know God made it blue, but, like, what is the sky? Like, what is it? Is that a stupid question?
I hate when I respond, because I don't quite understand the question.
I think I think the sky is made out of air, and then with enough air, maybe it's kind of bluish.
So when God said that he divided the water from above and below, is there water above us? What does he mean by... He divided the waters from above and below. What does he mean by that?
I sort of assumed that was the clouds, because you know how the clouds rain down water?
Right.
And so there's water above, and then there's water in the ground.
And I do know that before Adam listened to the woman, the water came from below and not from above.
Yeah, it was a mist.
Right. It was a mist that came straight out of the earth.
And then Noah's Ark happened. With the rains coming down.
Right. Absolutely.
So God decided to make the sky just like, so the sky's just, the air is just blue?
I guess so. And I guess that's what turns water blue, too. Because it's reflecting the air.
But you know what, Jerry? I got to run because of time, but okay. Call me again. Amazing questions, though, all right? Especially when we have the experts.
I got you.
Thank you, buddy.
Bye.
Let me go quickly to Carlos out of Florida. Carlos, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hola, Jesse.
Hey, Carlos.
Well, I really hope you guys come down here to Miami, because I'll be in your church and I'll bring all my Hispanic friends, and the anchor baby can translate because he's a genius.
Galoshes. Thank you.
Anyway, I did a super chat yesterday about the Pulp Fiction movie. I know that movie Nefarious was really good. You suggested it to me, so I wanted to give you a suggestion. And they have, for Bible Thump for Thursday, they have a scripture in there that he has memorized. Ezekiel 25:17, the path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness, for he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee.
Yeah, I remember that black guy saying that. I do want to tell you that we do have a silent prayer in Spanish. So let your friends know about that. They can do the silent prayer in Spanish.
I was listening to Jay also, the previous caller, with talking about his mother. You really do have the best counseling service on this side of heaven, because you told me about the same advice that you gave him. And I didn't really believe you at first. It's kind of a hard pill to swallow, but I had to suffer, and I went over and visited, and, you know, while I was there, my aunt and her lesbian partner was there as well. And, you know, I was in the lion's den, but they were going on and on about how horrible Trump is and how great Biden is and everything. And I made the mistake of chiming in, and I said that, you know, Trump really is a great man. The wind and sea obey him. And they did not like that one bit. And I realized how evil they could be when they mentioned to me that how could I possibly be a Trump supporter and also be a father of a daughter? They said, how could you love your daughter if you also love Trump?
Amazing.
How do you respond to something like that?
I mean, let the words come naturally, but you really can't because they're evil and they don't want you to. How can you say you love one another and don't love Trump? You know what I mean? You got to love all. If you don't love all, you love none.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, I have to admit that you were right, and I will be filing for divorce from my mother.
Nice.
It's time to. I do have two wives and two mothers.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Thank you, Carlos. I appreciate it, but I'm running off time. That's why I'm rushing here. Call me again, though. Let me go quickly to Wayne out of Texas. Wayne, thank you for calling. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Good morning. How you doing?
All is well, Wayne.
I just want to wish you happy birthday.
Thank you.
And bye-bye to Sean. We're going to miss him.
Yes, he will be missed. So, well, I don't know if he's going to be missed because we're still going to be doing some work together. You're still going to hear from him. He's going to be gone but not gone.
Oh, okay. So he'll be still on the payroll?
Yeah, probably, knowing him.
I'm negotiating for him, okay?
That's right. Go ahead.
I was wondering, like, I don't know how to ask this question, but what are we made up of? What are you made up of? You have a soul, a body, and a spirit. Is that correct?
Right.
All right. So you have a soul, body, and spirit. That's where when people, I don't agree with the Trinity, but when people talk about the Trinity, the reason why they're talking about the Trinity is because we ourselves, we have a soul, we have a body, and we have a spirit. So that fools them into believing that maybe Jesus was God and the Holy Spirit at the same time. What do you think about that?
I don't know. I've never heard them put it that way, but even if that was a reason, they said they're still dumb. That's still a dumb idea. And there's no teaching of a Trinity at all. It's just a made-up thing from the intellectual preachers. And most of the people just believe it because the preacher said it and not because they see it for themselves.
All right, next thing. I'm struggling with free will and free choice.
Right.
I agree with you that we do not have free will, right? Because, you know, things just take us over and like, you know, you want to stop drinking and you just can't and you just do it. But do we have a free choice? Once we make the choice, then the free will takes over. Is that correct?
No, you don't have a free choice, nor do you have a free will.
Ah, okay.
Because if you had a free choice, wouldn't you free yourself up to be at perfect peace at all time?
Yeah, but
and wouldn't you, if you had a free choice or free whatever, wouldn't you stop yourself with all those crazy thoughts that comes and go?
Yeah, but I do that, but through Jesus Christ. When I go into the silent prayer and I purge my ego, then I actually can stop drinking. I can stop doing this. I actually get control over myself. So in a sense, when I choose to do the silent prayer, then these things manifest.
But you're not choosing to do the silent prayer. You're encouraged. You're being drawn toward it by the truth that's drawing you back to the truth. It's not you.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm still not understanding, but I'm doing the silent prayer morning and night, and it's amazing. It's amazing.
Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
And then the final thing is the flat earth. What the guys are saying is because the earth is round, okay, if you have like a basketball and you're on one side of the basketball, you're not going to be able to see the other side of the basketball, you know?
So do you believe the earth is flat or round?
Do I believe it's flat or round?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know if it's flat or round?
I don't know, no.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is that if the basketball is round and you're standing where you pump the air in, you will not be able to see the other side of where the emblem of the ball is. You understand what I'm saying?
Call me again. I can't come. I'm totally out of time. We're going to get cut off.
Okay, boss. We'll talk to you later.
All right, buddy. Call me again. I'm out of time. The Hate Report coming up. After the Hate, join Friday and then the American Anchor Baby. Get on the straight and narrow, folks. Stay there. Do the silent prayer. Watch those thoughts. You're not your thought. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. Thank you for your support. We will finish those older super chats tomorrow and the rest of them too. Tomorrow, I do appreciate it. Thanks for your support. Thanks for an amazing birthday yesterday.
Amazing.
It was mind-blowing. It was really mind-blowing. And tomorrow's Open Line Friday. All right. Check out the guests, experts today on the show with me. By Rick out of Virginia, Jaime out of Minnesota, John out of Texas, and Jose out of New Mexico. I am so out of time. I'll be back tomorrow if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Have a good day, folks. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
Like, my cousin, like, sent me you, and I thank him for that. It was more of a, you know, he thinks the whole, like, everything's a joke. That just adds a little spice to it. But in the heart of what you're saying, there is real things going on.
Yeah.
People want to overlook that. And I'm telling you, Mr. Peterson, I'm not one of those people. And I thank God that, you know, he showed you to me. And sometimes we just need some Jesse in our lives, I guess.
Thank you, Chris.
I wish we had more brothers like you. We need more brothers like you, just because we don't have most guys that can, you know what I'm saying, lead black people into the right direction. And I thank you for that, because a lot of people will be like, man, it's still going on. It's racism. Yeah. And I try to tell them, like, watch his show. Listen to this brother. He's telling the truth.
Take no thought about tomorrow. Yesterday doesn't exist. And you're going to see, man, God is with us and all is well.